for a winning day. Interviews with trainers and jockeys for the day's racing.
I thought you said all the best.
Sorry. He wants a winner.
I'm not saying he wants a winner. You'd like to have everything.
Plus all the very latest on NRL, AFL, international sports, and of course, the latest markets. Come and join the Tab Talk family. Every morning at 10 on your racing and sports leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Say hello.
Entries for the 2017 Inglis Yearling Sale Series are now open. With record results achieved in 2016, along with new bonuses and incentives on offer, let us help you reach the best possible outcome for every yearling you choose to sell in 2017. Entries close August 1. To enter online today or for more information on Inglis innovative options that are set to maximise your returns, visit inglis.com.au.
Race the best with the best. Dynamics Indications and outstanding young trainer James Cummings have available a fabulous filly by hot young sire Sebring. He has over 220 winners, 48 stakes horses including Dissident and Criterion. From Viceroy, a successful broodmare with an excellent pedigree comprising 250 stakes horses. For only $5,950 a share, join our Dynamic James Cummings team. Visit dynamicsindications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 336808.
Your punting day begins with Racing HQ.
And they're off and racing.
And welcome back at a minute past eight. Before we get into the preview for Canterbury, Chief Steward Mark Van Gestel is with me. Mark, good morning to you.
Good morning, Simon. How are you?
Very well, thanks. So a pretty windy day there, tipping, with a heavy track. What can you lead our listeners into this afternoon who's featured in your steward's report?
Yeah, Simon, there's a few to mention there. Out of the first race, Vienna Waltz first up at Randwick on the 11th of June. Just shortly after the start, it commenced to buck and it lost a fair bit of ground as a consequence of that. It then raced quite greanly, over-raced in the early and middle stages of the race and had to be restrained from the heels of runners in front. So it did go back to the trials, where it trialled quite nicely, but certainly would pay to forget its first up performance. Over to race four, Song and Laughter at Rose Hill on the 16th of July. Form showed it got beaten some 13 lengths, but obviously the margin to the winner, Esteban, was some 6 lengths to the second place getter. So near the 500 metres, just as the tempo increased, the rider said that the horse became under pressure and took some time to respond. Just as it started to make a bit of ground near the 300 metre mark, it was disappointed for a run and had to shift back to the inside to obtain clear running. So certainly should have finished a little closer. If I could take it into race five, number three, Thunder Down Under. Just the release was made during the week, the horse carrying blinkers for the first time. That's incorrect. The horse actually carried blinkers at its last five runs in New Zealand, and it'll obviously race with them today. So just a change there to the notification. I could mention also that race number six, Lanciato. It was slow to begin at Rose Hill on the 2nd of July, and then just approaching the winning post became crowded after having to make a long run. Boston finished seventh on that occasion behind Saborik. It was a bit of a blanket finish and beaten just on 0.9 of a length from the winner there, Saborik. Over to race six and Everso Natural at Randwick on the 9th of July. It was held up for a short distance in the early part of the straight, and then as it improved between runners, it made contact with another runner and became unbalanced, only beaten 5 lengths and finishing fourth to Arise Augustus. And finally, Simon, in race seven, number two, Forget at Rose Hill on the 16th of July. It's first up on that occasion, and we did speak to James Innes Jr. just in respect to the horse getting so far back, and we're just a little critical of his tactics in the early stages, where he gave up a spot midfield to go back and race at the rear of the field, and probably set the horse a pretty big task there first up, and its final sections were quite strong, and with the senior rider going on today, I think it probably should have finished a little closer than what it did first up.
Righto, Mark, thanks very much for the update and good luck with Canterbury today.
Great, thanks, Simon.
It's 4 minutes past eight. Ray Thomas joins me in the studio once again. Good morning to you, Ray.
Yeah, good morning again, Simon. And you looked at rail placement, really interesting. And we'll get Mike Fraser on shortly, Simon. As I said, he's the best in the business, so he'll be able to sum this rail movement back to the true and just how it'll play with a heavy track this afternoon.
I think we might have Mike with us now. Mike Fraser, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Simon. Good morning, Raymond.
Morning, Mike.
Yeah, nice to be here. I was a bit surprised. I'd sort of
sort of done the form thinking that plenty of runners were going to be suited by a track that was on the improve. Mm. We're stuck in a heavy nine range with that rain last night, so had to rethink a few races, but notwithstanding, it looks a very promising meeting with plenty of value.
And what do you think about that rail placement, Mike? I know you've got a theory when the rail goes from the 9 metres back into the true at Canterbury.
Well, look, Canterbury's one of those tracks that's very predictable. It does produce bias, there's no doubt about that, but you can pretty much tag it straight away. Now, the last five meetings, just briefly, the 25th of 5th was a normal rail and you had to be on pace and it was fine on the fence. Then it went out 2 metres, it became an inside disadvantage. Then it went out 4 metres, and these tracks are all overlapping, so that was the problem. Mm. It was also a disadvantage. And the next meeting, it went out 6 metres, only went out a couple of metres there, and it was a disadvantage again. And the last meeting, where it was 9 metres, you would have thought, oh, wow, this is going to be good for the on-paces. But once again, the ones that were suited were the off-paces and more or less coming down the centre of the track. Now, we come back to a normal rail. We haven't been there for 2 months. It's a protected path. And I can pretty much guarantee you that it's going to be an on-pacer's day and an insider's day. So Ronnie Davis would be, you know, choking on his latte over there in Rome somewhere if he had to put up with it, because he likes it the other way around. Personally, I think this is a great way to bet, because mm-hmm. if you can isolate the horses that are going to get the perfect runs, they're the ones that are going to do well today. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure of it. And no, I don't think that the track will turn either. Invariably Canterbury, it's our best track, I think, and I think it'll play like that pretty much all day.
Okay, interesting. Yeah.
Okay, now our man with the markets from tab.com.au, Glenn Munsey. Good morning.
Good morning, Simon. Good morning to you, Ray.
Good morning, Glenn. Morning
to Michael. What about that rap Ray gave Michael? He mentioned nothing about Penrith, you know, far too good for Brisbane last night.
Didn't want to rub it in.
No, I thought it was a bit of buttering up there, Ray. And, you know, you laid it
Go
on
the mighty Panthers.
You laid it on pretty thick, Ray. And, Michael, you know, well copped.
Oh, look, I've got to say, we're a very tired football team at the moment, yeah. And the only upside is we're not South.
No, but it just shows you how bad Souths are going.
No, honestly, you guys tried your heart out last week. You've tried really hard. We were just a shade too good, but gee whiz, we've got a lot of improving to do if we want to be serious about this comp.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, there's a lot more winners in race one today at Canterbury, the happy 70th birthday mark. Michael, have you seen, or Ray, I'll ask you, have you seen a two-year-old race where basically, well, I think every runner is a winner, isn't it?
Yeah, bar saxophone. Probably only a golden slipper, I'd say, like this, Glenn.
Seven
last start winners. Well, they might have scratched saxophone because it hadn't won a run. A little bit embarrassed.
Yeah. It'd only be a golden slipper, I'd say, boys. It's an extraordinary stat, isn't it? And obviously, all these two-year-olds trying to impress their claims heading towards the Golden Rose.
Yep. So, and I think we've got six last start winners of the 10 runners still going around. So a ripper of a race. The first, and it is happy birthday. Happy 70th birthday to Martin King. If you're wondering who Martin King is, he's the photographer, or one of the photographers at the races, Ray.
He is, and been doing it for a great job for many, many years. So happy birthday, Martin. I'm sure you'll be there this afternoon too, Glenn.
Yeah, but I must admit, I'm a little bit shocked that he is 70.
Yeah, I didn't think he was quite that age, but he's aged well, Glenn. That's what we're saying, aren't we?
As you, Michael, Simon and myself always say. Let's have a look at the first there, as we said. The happy 70th birthday Martin King handicap, a two-year-old at 20 minutes to 12 o'clock. We're throwing him here for Gay Waterhouse, the favourite, at $2.90. Tango Rain at $9. Decorated Soldier is $11. Hair Trigger, a $5 chance. Saxophone is out, no deduction. Walk Right In at $16. Grexa is a scratching. Seventh Chick is $6.50. Could Have Been a $7 chance. Vienna Waltz at $31. Cosmic Powers out, no deduction. Foxy Housewife is out, and I will just check the deduction for it. I think it will be zero, but I better check just in case. No, sorry, 2 cents the win and 2 cents the place. Maybe Sailing is a $61 chance, and Tickling is a $6 chance. Fairly good betting race. Now, the best supported runner dollar-wise here, and in fact four times the amount of money on it than any other runner, is Thronum, and yet it opened 230 and it's got to 290. The best supported behind it is Decorated Soldier, who opened as much as $26 into $11. Third pick is Could Have Been, and fourth pick is Seventh Chick.
Yeah, well, the good thing about this race, a lot of these two-year-olds have got wet track experience, albeit not on heavy tracks, but a lot of them get through the ground quite well. Speed in the race, well, it was interesting to hear Tommy Berry saying that you know, he wouldn't be afraid to give up the lead on Throne if they went a little bit mad. Now, as it stands now, I think he's got the, well, he's definitely got the pace to lead if he wants. So Tommy's got options there. Vienna Waltz will come across and could cover it. The other ones that have got speed, maybe Sailing from Barrier 1. Tango Rain's got pace to go forward. And Decorated Soldier's got a little bit of speed out wide there. So, look, they will press forward in numbers. But, you know, being the first race on a heavy track, I don't think anyone's going to want to let their heads go too much. So I'll say Truly Run, and Tommy's got options on the fave.
Yeah, which I think Reed said he'll get the right run again, Throne Him. And he was super impressive at Randwick at his second start and put a margin between himself and Morton's Fork. Morton's Fork came out and did a really good job at Rose Hill last week to win. But significantly, Throne Him showed at Randwick that he handles these heavy track conditions, has got that tactical speed that Mike mentioned. So Tommy can either lead, Tommy Berry can either lead, or just take that sit if a horse like Tango Rain wants to cross and lead as Tango Rain did at its debut. So, interesting little battle of tactics early, but I'm going to stick with the top weight Throne Him. I just think he's a nice colt on the rise, two from two, and the form out of that Randwick win has certainly held up. And despite the fact he's got the 59 to carry significantly, I remember Mike talking to Tommy Berry after that Randwick race, and I said, how did Throne Him handle the heavy track, and he said he swam through it. So that's the key today. So he'll make that light of the 59, and I think he's the horse to beat, number one, Throne Him. Four Hair Trigger, highly promising young horse from the James Cummings camp, and his acceleration late in that Wyong race, super impressive. Love the way he powered through the line. He's a young horse on the rise, and if he's close enough to him on the turn, he'll be hard to hold out. Tango Rain couldn't have been more impressive on debut. Very professional display. Jumped, led, just ran his rivals into the ground and won well at Canterbury. Had 31 days between runs, but nice colt on the rise. Gerald Reiner master placing his two-year-olds. Number three, Decorated Soldier, another young horse with a lot of potential coming off a provincial win where the best part of his race was the last 100 metres. I love the way he started to really lengthen stride late in that race. Canterbury, I'm not sure if that'll suit him all that well, Mike, but if he's hitting the line hard late, he's definitely a horse to follow. I've left out the two fillies who I think are right in the contest as well, 8th, 7th Sheik and number 9 Could Have Been. It's that sort of race. You can't tip them all, Mike. I've gone 1, 4, 2 and 3, Throne Him on top.
Yeah, it is a good little race, isn't it? I'm with you, Throne Him. I think he picks himself. I like the improvement between the two wins. The Kembla debut maiden win was only narrow, but then he improved many kilos between that and the Randwick win, where he, you know, pretty much destroyed them up on the speed there. Put a margin on them on that heavy track. He gets run of the race stuff to suit him today, and he's going to be terribly hard to beat. And Gay was very bullish about his chances this morning also. So he's the way to go for me. Could Have Been, I've thrown in for second, number 9. Good effort first up at Wyong. Sat up on a pretty hot speed. Got a little bit tired late, but was entitled to after doing plenty of work. He's another that made massive improvement between his only two runs last preparation. He won a Kembla maiden narrowly, and then didn't win his next start, but was only narrowly beaten by Scarlet Rain at Rose Hill in a good two-year-old there over 1,100 metres. So if this filly follows that pattern, she's got more to offer here, second up with Cathy O'Hara on board. One to beat 9, 2 for third, Tango Rain. Good win first up there at Canterbury on the slow. On pace favours, I do concede, but has had a nice barrier trial since. Kieran McAvoy retains the ride, and it's a go-forward type that's going to get the right run. And for fourth, number 4, Hair Trigger. Nothing wrong with its win first up. Got to the line quite strongly, as Ray said. It's just whether run of the race stuff suits it or not today. 1, 9, 2 and 4.
And Darren Flindell's selections are 1, Throne Him, 2, Tango Rain, 6, Walk Right In, and 3, Decorated Soldier, 1, 2, 6, and 3. Glenn the second, the Tab Highway over 1,250, take out 4, Line of Africa, and 7, Hussein Shout.
Yeah, and as per normal, the Tab Highway here are a very, very interesting race, and a number of these have started in a Tab Highway before, including the toppy, the favourite, Ocean Grand, at $3.50, tongue tie on today. Raised a Legend at $9, Attainment at $4.60. Line of Africa Africa is out. Ruby May at 23. Cheeky at 6. Hassan Shout came out this morning. 7 cents a win and 7 cents a place. Destined to win at $13. Striking Largo, Jay Ford to ride there at 15. Lasso is a $14 chance. Loyal Toast at 35. And Dylan's Dynasty, as I said, on Formline Extra last night. One of the kings of the Tab Highway, Robert Price. No one has more runners in Tab Highways than Robert. It's a $6.50 chance. Best supported runner dollar-wise here is Attainment, just in front of Dylan's Dynasty. And third pick is Lasso.
Speed in the race, Will Cheeky from a good draw can hold its spot. Raised a Legend, also drawn the rails with Hugh on board. He won't get too far away, as will Attainment. I think they're the three that'll press forward. Dylan's Dynasty out wide. Rock Hard Fit is another that can go forward, but I would imagine he'd try and look for a spot just behind those three, maybe covering up the top weight Ocean Grand from a reasonable draw. I think it can be in the first five or six. But if you press me for a leader, I'd probably say Cheeky, but, you know, there's a little bunch there, and it should be truly run.
I like the two Raised a Legend here each way. Boys, I think this is a lovely race. We're on the quick back up from a Rose Hill sixth in the Tab Highway last week behind Star Shaft, where didn't have things go his way, and he was sort of stuck on the worst part of the track close to the rail. But as Mike suggested today, the rail might be the place to be, and this horse did lead throughout when at Canterbury back in December. He has been placed on a heavy track first up at Randwick this prep behind a very much informed horse that day in Three Sheets. He's fourth up today on the quick backup, drawn the one gate. Hugh Bowman goes on top. A winner at Canterbury handles heavy tracks. That $9 looks attractive for mine. The two Raised a Legend. From three, Attainment, another horse who goes forward and does handle heavy tracks and is very fit, will be in this contest for a long way. The best horse in the race, no doubt, number one, Ocean Grand. He's got a victory over Clearly Innocent earlier this season. He's resuming from a spell with a lot of weight, even with Kobe Jean's claim. Hasn't been tested on a heavy track, so just a few negatives there, Mike, and I thought the 350 was definitely short enough, Ocean Grand, but he is a talent. And of the rest, number six, Cheeky, comes into calculations here. Starting to get the three straight wins in the bush, and then came to Ramick and that Tab Highway behind Rock on Zariz and was quite competitive. But I like Raised a Legend each way here. That run of the race stuff's going to suit it this afternoon. Two Raised a Legend on top from 3-1 and 6.
Yeah, a good little race. They always are, these highways. Look, I made a point a fortnight ago about Attainment. I said I was concerned about whether it could repeat that big Canberra win where it won by 6.5 lengths. It pretty much followed the pattern. Mr. Place was beaten just under 5 lengths there at Randwick. I based that on the fact that, you know, he's shown it before in previous preparations, that this is the way the horse races, and he can bounce back. So I'd ignore the last start, go back to the Canberra effort. If he gets the right run, and Brenton Abdullah on board here, I think he's got plenty to offer today. He on top of 12, Dylan's Dynasty. This one's recent form at Nowra in two of its three runs has been sufficient to say it's going to race well here. It's an on-pacer that makes its own luck. As I said just a minute ago, it does need a little bit of luck from that draw, but if Cathy can get into a reasonable spot early, I think either of those Nowra runs holds it in good stead for a race like this. Raised a Legend for third, pretty much for all the reasons there that Ray said. Fitter now, it's had the three runs back. Did improve nicely fourth up last preparation and won a race here at Canterbury. So, you know, this things hold it in good stead there, and just needs to get out from that box seat that is more than likely going to be in there with Huey on board. It'll acquit itself well. And Ocean Grand, the toppy, will be giving them a start. The trial was quite nice, but he's only had one run on a slow track in his life, and he failed, but I suppose you can't hang him on one run. 3, 12, 2, and 1.
And Darren Flimbell selects 1 Ocean Grand over 3 Attainment, 6 Cheeky, and 2 Raised a Legend, 1, 3, 6, and 2. Glenn, the third, the Schweppes Handicap over the 12.50, take out 3, 6, and 7.
Yeah, I'm glad Ray stressed the name of that run. I thought he was going to say Raise a Legend, not Raised a Legend, giving himself a rap there, which is good. But the third here, the Schweppes, we've got Pioneering as a $3.80 chance. Art Nouveau at 4 $4.20. Noble Joey came out all the way back on Thursday, 7 cents a win and nothing the place. Salerno at 14. D9L, the favourite, at $2.20. Canny Essence scratched this morning by Gabby Engelbert because of the heavy track there at 26 cents the win and 19 cents the place, the deduction. Mortar Gain came out on Thursday before it contested the first race at Gosford. 12 cents the win and nothing the place there. Helensburg Ham, blinkers off but winkers on for Damien Lane, now at $41. Ocean Tempest with the tongue tie off at $7.50. And Courtly is a $31 chance. Well, Canny Essent was by far and away the most popular runner here. That title now goes to Art Nouveau. And, well, it's a long gap to second pick, which is actually very little between, this is surprising, Helensburg Ham, Ocean Tempest and Pioneering. And when I say very little, Helensburg Ham has $1 extra on it than Ocean Tempest and Pioneering, who have exactly the same amount of money invested on them.
Speed in the race will, with scratching of Noble Joey, a little bit of the heat's come out of it, but I think D9L, from a pretty good draw, can press forward. Helensburg Ham, from the outside draw, has got plenty of natural gate speed. I don't think he'll have any trouble getting across and more than likely sitting outside the lead. And Salerno, the other one there, that can drop into the box seat. What else have we got there? Ocean's Tempest and Art Nouveau. They won't be too far away. But I've probably got D9L leading from Helensburg Ham.
Yeah, good clash this. So two horses who come out of a July 6 meeting at Canterbury and both won by big margins and were super impressive. That's Art Nouveau and D9L. Look, run of the race that's probably going to suit D9L here, as Mike suggested. This filly just jumped and just kept going at Canterbury that day and won by 5 lengths, and she's going to be up on speed again in the right spot. But I was really taken by Art Nouveau's effort to win last start. I know that I come from behind, probably make a run a little bit wider out here, but with the scratchings, only 7 runners now. Andrew Adkins' claim brings him in quite well at the weights. He actually gets a half kilo off D9L, the filly, who comes out of filly's grade to take on the boys today. I'm going to stick with Art Nouveau. He's going for the hat trick here. We know he handles the heavy tracks. We know he's going to be strong late. Two Art Nouveau on top from 5 D9L. She'll be really hard to run down, particularly if that track does favour the on paces. She was so impressive last start at Canterbury. Can't knock number 1 Pioneering. She broke through for a good solid win and a deserved win last start at Rose Hill. This filly in terrific form is a soft track winner, being placed on a heavy, but she's got plenty of weight today. And of the rest, I thought number 9 Ocean Tempest, taking her on trust, Mike. She did win on debut in a heavy 10 earlier this season at Gosford. Hasn't won a race since. Was stakes placed in the spring. Didn't come up in the autumn, but I just thought she shaped pretty well in a couple of recent trials, and the fact that she has won first up previously on the heavy, we know she's a talent, if right, number 9 Ocean Tempest. But 2 Art Nouveau on top, I just love the way this horse can really rattle off those closing sectionals. 2 Art Nouveau from 5-1 and 9 in the third.
Yep, good little race this. I've gone with D9L here, number 5. Look, rock hard fit, down from Queensland. The only blemish in its recent form was 2 starts back at Ipswich, where it was up on a really hot speed, stayed on the fence in the worst ground. Form prior to that was good. Ran a good second at Randwick. More importantly, ran them ragged at Canterbury last start with similar conditions to today. Heavy track, same distance. Goes up in grade here. But notwithstanding, run of the race stuff is going to play into its hands, and its wet track form is really quite good, so I can't see why it can't perform well. 5 on top, 2 for second Art Nouveau. Look, it's come up really well. This horse was missed a place first up at Canterbury, but was completely luckless, was sort of climbing over their backs in the latter stages. Won impressively on the Beaumont track, only narrowly, but was still a good win. Then very good at Canterbury last start. Once again, similar conditions to today. Same distance, same going. Got back and ran on. I don't think it has to get quite as far back. Was eased back from a wide draw there. In previous campaigns, this horse has been a little bit closer, so can be within 2 or 3 lengths of them. With Adkins' claim, it certainly does present quite well for this race. 5 to beat 2. 8, Helensburg Ham, the one that Glenn mentioned there. There's been a bit of money for it. Ticks a few boxes. Look, it's been up on the speed in the worst ground and easier. It's last 2 at the provincials and done quite well. It gets run of the race stuff to suit it for sure. Its wet track form is good, and it's got Tommy Berry on board, and it's likely to sit outside the lead and be there for quite a long time. How long it'll stay there for, I'm not sure, but I think it's going to run a nice cheeky race at a reasonable price. It's definitely in the mix for exotics. I wouldn't leave it out of that of the exotics at all. 5-2-8 and pioneering the toppy. Breakthrough win last start for this filly, which should do her confidence a whole heap of good. She will be off the speed here. Look for her to be running on, but as I say, I think the others are up on the pace have sort of got her covered. 5-2-8-1.
Boys, just quickly, Mark Van Gessel's just texted me, Hugh Bowman unable to ride 56 today. So, like, I think they're just those first two races, race one, Hair Trigger, and race two, Raised a Legend, will need to get replacement riders for those. Hugh Bowman unable to ride 56 kgs today.
Now, Darren Flindell's selections in the third race, 5 D9L, 2 Art Nouveau, 1 Pioneering, and 9 Ocean Tempest, 5-2-1-9. We'll take a break and then look at the first leg of the Big Six.
Tab Talk every morning at 10 on Sky Sports Radio has the right mixture for a winning day. Interviews with trainers and jockeys for the day's racing.
I thought you said all of it.
Sorry. He wants a winner.
I'm not saying. Like Bobby, he's like the Tab know everything.
Plus all the very latest on NRL, AFL, international sports, and of course the latest markets. Come and join the Tab Talk family. Every morning at 10 on your racing and sports leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Don't miss all the Tasmanian thoroughbred action from Lux Bet All Weather Devonport this Saturday, 11 a.m. on Sky One. And get free expert staking strategies only at tasracing.com.au. Lux Bet All Weather Devonport on Sky One this Saturday. Don't miss it.
Dynamic Syndications and Gay Waterhouse offer this exceptional colt. Buy Reduce Choice, sire of 134 stakes winners, including 30 Group 1 winners. From La Praline, a city winner of four races and half-sister to Group 3 winner Golden Archer. From a Group 2 winner Viennetta, a half-sister to champion sprinter Butterscotch. Enjoy the sweet taste of success and achieve your just desserts. Join the Dynamic Gay Waterhouse team. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360808.
Your punting day begins with Racing HQ.
And the Rough and Racing.
Welcome back. 26 after 8. $25,000 Big Six jackpot this afternoon. That's the fourth at the first leg. The tab.com.au handicap. No scratchings, buns, and the singing's been well backed all week.
Yeah, has it what? And that Jockey's Challenge market is now suspended because that will greatly affect the Jockey's Challenge. Huey Bowman was a $4.20 chance.
Mm.
Now we'll miss those two rides in the first two races. But the fourth, as you said, Simon, first leg of the Big Six here, the tab.com.au, and singing with glue on shoes on today. We did give as much as $11 about it. On Wednesday is now a $4.20 chance. And not surprisingly, the best supported runner in the race. Black Jag at 21, Loophole at 10, Ghost Protocol at 35. We've got Pindan Pearl, the favourite here, $2.90. Springbok Flyer at 7, Song and Laughter, $7.50. Get on the Grange at $7.50. And Tradtree is a $21 chance. As I said, best supported runner easily here, singing. Best pack to beat it dollar-wise only is Loophole, although it's a drifter. And it was 8.50 into 8 yesterday, 8 out to 10 so far today. And third pick is the favourite, Pindan Pearl, who was as much as $3.20 in first markets.
Well, the speed in the race is pretty much easy to sort here. Tradtree, from that wide draw, can just work across and take up the running. Black Jag and Pindari Pearl could drop into second and third and get on the Grange from barrier one. It'll let those three go, and that pretty much is your on pace. The others like to get back in the field, but I think the bottom one can come across and fly solo here.
Yeah, Pindan Pearl has got that versatility, hasn't she, Mike? Mm. Just to position up on speed, tucking in behind Tradtree, and that's how she was ridden last start at Rose Hill when she carried 59.5 up on speed, forged clear, safely held her rivals off to win. She's racing in great heart, two wins from three starts this prep, and sandwich in between those was a fourth on that bottomless track at Rose Hill last month. She's going great guns, and just run of the race stuff again here will suit her. Big drop in weight down to 54. I know she's taking on the boys, but she's in the zone right now, Pindan Pearl, and I think she can go back to back here. 5 Pindan Pearl from 3 Loophole, just didn't run the 2,400 metres, does he? In the Winter Cup last start, he loomed up but couldn't go on with it in the race won by two Can Chew. He's back to the 1,900 at his favourite course. This is his right course in Trip Loophole. He can bounce back here. He's got some heavy track form. He'd be better if the track was slightly better, but he's rock-hard fit and he'll be hard to beat. Obviously, the interesting one runner is number one, Singing. No official barrier trials come into this, but we spoke to Chris Lees earlier, Mike. He's had the horse in work for quite a period of time. He's ready to race first up at the 1,900. Heavy track a concern with the big weight, but he's a class horse. And just go through his form, you keep coming back to that Group 2 second to Protectionist, only beaten a length in the year that Protectionist then came out of Germany and won the Melbourne Cup. So we know he's a classy stayer, Singing, a really interesting runner first up today. Of the rest, I thought number 6, Springbok Flyer. Look, I know he's never won a race less than 2,200 metres, but I loved his run second up over the mile at Randwick behind Farolitos. That was on a heavy track. He was working to the line nicely. 1,900 metres, still probably a little bit short of his best, but third up today on the heavy track. He's a tough stayer. He's a knockout chance. But 5, Pindan Pearl, will get the right run here, and I love the fact she drops 5.5 on that Rose Hill win to 54 today. 5, Pindan Pearl on top from 3, 1 and 6 in race 4.
Yeah, this is one of those races where I struggle to find a lot of solid wet track form for some runners here. I've got several of these would have been looking for an improving track. And bearing that in mind, look, I've gone with number 8 here in Get on the Grange. Rock hard fit, winner of its last two starts, albeit over a little further. Both over 2,200 at Warwick Farm and Doomben. Has had 6 runs on heavy tracks for 4 good placings. That was early in his career. It gets a nice run from that barrier there, from barrier 1. It should be in the first 3 or 4. And in what looks to be a difficult race now, with sort of a little bit up in the air as to, you know, which ones can get through the ground properly, I'm going to lean towards Get on the Grange. Rock hard fit, barrier 1, and does handle the conditions. Another roughie here is Tradtree, number 9. Look, it's going to definitely take up the running here. It's coming off a 42-day break where it failed in that 3,200-metre race won by Opinion at Randwick. But if you go back through this horse's form, I mean, it doesn't win often, I'll concede that, but its last 4 starts prior to the Randwick failure were all here at Canterbury, all over 900. It ran second, third, second, second. I think it's had 8 or 9 starts at this track and distance for a win and 7 placings. So flying solo in front with the ability to handle the ground on a track that where it's going to be suited, this is another runner that I think will run a cheeky race for quite a long while. 8 to beat 9, 3 Loophole, exactly what Ray said. Didn't run the 2,400 in the Winter Cup. It's got plenty of 1,900 Canterbury experience, and with Huey Bowman on board, it'll run a race for sure. And for 4th, number 7, Song and Laughter, another one that was disappointing last start, but its form prior to that was good, and it does get through the ground and has also got a distinct liking for Canterbury. I'm 8, 9, 3 and 7. I've left the top one Singing out only because, you know, you can go back through its form and it all sounds rosy and they were bullish about his chances, but until I actually see it, I really can't price it. So, look, I could have put it in, but, you know, I'm certainly putting it in my early quaddy. But I've left it out of my numbers. 8, 9, 3 and 7.
And Darren Flindell's with 3 Loophole, over 5 Pindan Pearl, 9 Tradtree and 1 Singing, 3,591. Glenn, in the 5th, there's no scratchings in the race's handicap over the 1550.
Here we start with Slow Pace at a $26 chance. McCreary with a barrier blanket on today at $5.50. Now the next runner, Thunder Down Under, listed in the gear changes as Blinkers On, but as brought to the attention of punters on Formline Extra last night, keeping you ahead of the news. Chris Roots told us that Thunder Down Under carried blinkers in New Zealand. It didn't carry blinkers in its barrier trial at Randwick, so it will be blinkers on today, which is its normal racing gear. So it's not a gear change, but the lugging bit on is. So Thunder Down Under at $6. We've got Magical Stance at $8, King's Officer at $6, Lanciato at $3.50, Gambler's Blues at $4.20, Got Unders, not here, $31, and Can Dominate at 100-1. The best supported runner here dollar-wise is Magical Stance, although it opened 8, got to 9, back into 8. Best supported to beat it is King's Officer, looking for 4 wins in a row, but he's a drifter. $4.60 out to $6. Third pick dollar-wise is Thunder Down Under, $8 into $6, and only because of a bet of $1,000 on it this morning at the $5.50, McCreary becomes fourth pick.
Yeah, look, this is a very good little race, this. Mm. I think plenty have got claims, only a small field, but it's going to be a really competitive race. Look, the speed, I think, got unders, another one that's, well, it's drawn eight in a field of nine. It'll press forward with Gambler's Blues. They're drawn side by side. One of those will press on and take up the running. The other one will drop in behind. Quite possibly got unders can roll to the lead with Gambler's Blues sitting behind it. Magical Stance, another wide runner, will follow those two across and drop into third. And then Lanciato and McCreary just behind them. The other three all like to find their feet. But, look, there's no pressure in numbers here. I think it'll be, you know, just on the true side. But, as I say, no pressure, so they should all should get their chance up on the speed there.
Yeah, it's a good race, isn't it? Six of the nine runners are, as Glenn said, between $3.50 and $8 in the market. It's that sort of race. And, look, I'm going for the number seven, Gambler's Blues here. Look, I know he comes off what looks on paper a disappointing run last start when he ran eighth to Wine and Dine, but he drew an awkward bar. He drew wide that day and just couldn't get across. He was 3 and 4 wide face breeze the whole way. Actually loomed up to win the race about 250 metres out, but not surprisingly got a little bit tired late. Was beaten less than two lengths, so his run was full of merit. His form prior to that had been excellent. Now, significantly, he's working up to his right trip now because his only three career wins have been at 1,600 metres. Now, after four runs back from a spell, he's up to 1550 at Canterbury today. And as Mike suggested, he'll probably come across from that seven gate and position up close to the speed. Andrew Adkins' claim, he gets in very well at the weights here, Gambler's Blues. And look, he can handle the heavy track okay. Just the fact he's got that light weight will really help him today. And being up on the speed will get the right run. I'm pretty keen on number seven, Gambler's Blues, in a tough race. Two, McCreary. Probably the best horse in the race. Coming into this race off a setback, though, he did resume at Rose Hill back on June 4. Hasn't raced for 7 weeks. Had a trial in between. Chris Waller's admitted that the horse had a slight setback after that run, but the trial was excellent. That was about 4 weeks ago, and he did win second up at a mile at Gosford last prep. He's a talent, this horse, lightly raced with a lot of ability, McCreary. Big watch on him. Similarly, number four, Magical Stance. Well, we heard from Sam Clipperton earlier. He felt the horse just knocked up the last 100 at Randwick last start over the mile behind Farolitos. So he goes into this fourth up. He's very fit now. He's ready to fire, and he'll handle the heavy track conditions. And number five, King's Office. Can't knock him. He's just flying, this horse. He's in the zone. His last three wins have been outstanding. Twice in the Tab Highway, then into a midweek at Warwick Farm. Gets up to Sydney Saturday grade today, but he's got a big drop in the weight. He won't know himself at 55.5, and if the race is run to suit, he'll be hard to beat. I've left out Thunder Down Under and Lanciato, who are right in the market. It's a tough little race, Mike. I've gone seven Gambler's Blues on top from 2, 4 and 5.
Yeah, I'm not super confident about the race, but I've gone with Lanciato here from Mark Newnham's yard. At his first Australian run for Mark, this horse was terrific at Rose Hill in a 13.50 race there. Hadn't had a run for 7 weeks, should have derived plenty of benefit, then was produced hard in the market at Rose Hill. Got back in a muddling run race, finished 7th of 9, but was beaten only 0.9 of a length, and just I don't think the run of the race stuff really suited the horse. Mark said that he wasn't flat. That was interesting to hear this morning. I think with those two Aussie runs under his belt, from a good draw, Kieran McAvoy goes back on board. I just think he's ready to produce something like his best, and I think his best is probably good enough for a race like this. Six on top. Had a bit of a throw at the stumps with a roughie here for my second pick, and you know I've tipped a few roughies today based on you know how I think this track's going to play, and looking for horses to bounce back. None more so than this horse number eight, Got Unders. Now, two starts back at Canterbury, didn't run a place but was beaten 2.8 lengths, where it was up on the speed in the worst ground and sort of battled really well till the latter stages. They backed it up quickly last start, up to 1900. They're two things that don't suit it. It can't run 1900, doesn't like a quick backup. It's had a 31-day freshen. It's come back to 1550 at Canterbury. It's an on-pacer with a claim. Gets through the heavy ground. It'll run a cheeky race for quite a long time and is fully fit. Six to beat eight, seven Gambler's Blues. For all the reasons Ray said, ticking along quite nicely. I think it's probably a shade better with firmer ground, but does get through this ground okay. It's got the map, the claim. It's going to run well for quite a long time. There's no doubt about that. And for fourth, number two, McCreary. It was terrific first up. Was in the other day and scratched. Has had a nice trial since. Brenton can present it at the right time. I'm sure it's going to have plenty to offer, and it does get through the ground. I'm 6, 8, 7, and 2. This is probably the hardest race of the day.
And Aaron Flindell with 2 McCreary from 6 Lanciato, 3 Thunder Down Under, and 5 King's Officer, 2, 6, 3, 5. Glenn, the first leg at a quaddie race, 6 the Tab Rewards Handicap, take out 5, 6, 8, 10, and 13.
Yeah, in a vastly different market with a number of scratchings this morning here, Syme. We'll start with Happy Galaxy, where Gary Moore's taken the blinkers off and the cross noseband off today at $18. N Costanante is a $5 chance. We go to Iso Rich for the all-conquering Wayne Sealand stable there. Trained the last winner at Taree yesterday, looking for Iso Rich to get the chocolates again today at $5.50. Rado is at $7. Freeze the Charges came out this morning, 10 cents a win, nothing the place. Highly Geared out, no deduction. Last Witness at $7. Invitations out this morning, 7 cents a win and nothing the place. Ever So Natural, favourite now at $4.60. La Chevelle out, no deduction. Baradu, 11. Cosmic Cameo, 11. Cheeky Bay out this morning, 19 cents a win and nothing the place. And Bayview Emperor now a $9.50 chance. So the total deductions this morning there for those three scratchings is 36 cents the win and nothing the place. Well, now a vastly different race. Most popular runner dollar wise becomes the bottom one. Bayview Emperor, to show you how much this market has changed, went up a 50 to 1 chance. In a full field is now a $9.50 chance after all the scratchings. Best supported to beat it is Rado, and third pick is Baradu.
Yeah, this race certainly has changed a bit, hasn't it? A little bit of the speed's come out of the race here, but we've still got enough to go forward. We've got Incostinati from a good draw. Iso Rich drawn outside. It's another one that'll press forward. And Cosmic Cameo, first up here, fresh, has got plenty of natural gate speed if we want to utilise it. One's just in behind. Baradu from Barrier 1 won't be too far away. And Happy Galaxy, although widely drawn, will more than likely press forward and does need a touch of luck to get in. But if things fall into place, it could finish up. It could even finish up 1 out, 2 back or 1 out, 1 back. Behind those line of leaders. Those three leaders, they're not flying machines, but they'll ensure that it'll be a truly run race.
A Natural has come up as favourite now, with the scratchings of the likes of Cheeky Babe, etc. Probably short enough at the 460, but I do like Ever So Natural here, boys. I thought his first up run at Randwick was excellent. He was just held up behind runners at the top of the straight and didn't get a lot of galloping room, but his last 200 metres he stretched out really nicely when he ran fourth to Arise, Augustus and La Chevelle. Second up today, look, I know he hasn't got any heavy track form and only been placed twice in 5 attempts on the soft, but his buyer's a zoo, generally speaking, that breed handle the ground, and he's got a touch of quality about this horse. Don't forget he ran that excellent third to Clearly Innocent in the country championship final at Randwick back in the autumn. And he won't be too far off the leaders here from that favourable gate. Brenton Abdullah to ride. He'll get his chance, number 9, Ever So Natural. I've got him on top from 2 in Costanati, who put the writing on the wall third up with his third behind Arise Augustus, finishing in front of Ever So Natural. He's got his share of weight here, but Canterbury suits him, and he does, generally speaking, he should get through the heavy track conditions. Ice Rich was terrific last week on the quick back up again. Wayne Sealand's done a great job with this horse, and again he's drawn to get the right run. Iso Rich been placed twice in 4 attempts on the heavies, rock hard fit, so you'll bank on him getting through the conditions. And number 7 Last Witness, he's in also terrific form at the moment. He was really impressive sweeping past This Is Australia last start at Wyong. He's been placed previously on the heavy, so he'll handle these conditions, and he is, as I said, rock hard fit. Another competitive race, race 6. I've gone 9 Ever So Natural on top from 2, 3 and 7.
Yeah, my first and second selections were scratchings here, so yeah. I'm left with a $11 chance here in Baradu. Now look, this horse is basically a country horse, but he's had 2 runs his prep. He ran last first up at Albury, but was most unlucky. He was badly pocketed and got shuffled out of the race and only got clear in the latter stages, and you know, it was just a forget-me run. He then went to the Sapphire Coast in an open company race there. He faced the breeze 3 and 4 wide with 61 kilos and was far too good for them over the last 150 metres. His previous preparation, his form was good. He won 3 times. He went for a spell in good form. He ran 2 cracking races at Canberra without winning. And I just think from Barrier 1, in a race where he's going to posse up 3rd or 4th, His slow track form is really good. And in what is now a pretty open race with these scratchings, I think he represents a bit of value. Got him on top of number two in Costanati. Would be a lot happier for this horse's chances if it was a little bit drier. He has been placed once on a heavy track, but his form is invariably a little better with the dry. But from a good draw and with Dan Pena's claim, he's going to run a cheeky race for quite a long time, having his fourth run back from a longish spell. Remember, he'd had nearly a full year off, so has taken him a little while to get back into the groove. And I think fourth up here from that good draw with the claim, he's ready to run a cheeky race. 11 to beat 2, 4 Rado. Look, I'm concerned about the map. It's fitter for 2 runs back, and at this point of its career, this part of its preparation has a tendency to improve. And as Canterbury runs have all been good, it's had 3 runs of Canterbury and race well every time. But a little concerned that it's going to be a back marker having to close. But, you know, we'll just deal with that as it goes. And for 4th, number 3, Isa Rich. Well, Ray, I have to congratulate you, mate. You found this last week. You've never won away from Wyong. No, it's a very, very good find. And it should be noted also, it's Canterbury form. I think it's had like maybe 7 or 8 runs at Canterbury and run 4 placings. Mm-hmm. So won't be a stranger to Canterbury, but very well done there on finding that winner, because I couldn't have had it and it cost me the quaddy.
Sorry, mate.
11.
You'll get the right run again, won't you, Mike?
He certainly will.
Mm. And the trainer's on fire. 8 of his last 34 runners have won, including Iso Rich has won 3 races. Musical Fantasy, who won yesterday at Taree, I think has won 3 races. And there's another one that's won 2.
They just all hold their form, don't they, Glenn?
Very good trainer. Officially, I'm 11-2-4-3. And Glenn, you are a wealth of knowledge. There's nothing you don't know.
Well, Michael, if you tune into Form...
No, I did. I watched it. I follow you around like a...
Bad smell.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, Darren Flindell in race 6 is with 3 Iso Rich over 9 Ever So Natural and 7 Last Witness, 3, 9, and 7. We'll take a break and then preview the July sprint.
Send Sky Sports Radio a message by email. Any person, any program, any matter. One email address will find us all. Go to skysportsradio.com.au, click feedback and follow the prompts. It's that easy.
Technology is everywhere these days. Research shows that when you give the bleeping gadgets a break and just add nature, you're far more likely to grow healthier, happier, and closer.
Nature is recommended for all ages. Side effects may include feeling good for no reason. Ask your doctor if nature is right for you.
Get a dose of nature. Join Planet Ark, Toyota, and thousands of Australians for Doctor Recommended National Tree Day on Sunday, July the 31st. For your health, for your loved ones, for the planet, join us.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB's amazing everyday value. Find out more at tab.com.au.
Yes, welcome back. It's approaching 13 minutes to 9. Now, Glenn, race 7, the feature, the 1100-metre July sprint, is free of scratchings.
Yeah, and a candy little race, this. We got Mount Nebo, the toppie here, at $7.50. Forget or Forge, and he did make number 4 in the world, as predicted by Chris Roots last night. $15. Decision Time at $13. Harara at $18. Wouldn't It Be Nice at $16. Felines with a tongue tie on, $4.80. Shamalia at $15, Red Zell $3 and favourite, Gold Symphony with the blinkers off at $5.50, an Agent with the lugging bit off and the nose roll off at $21. Good betting race this, only $16 separates Felines and Red Zell here. Felines as much as $6.50 given into $4.80. Red Zell $3.40 at best into $3. Dominate the betting on this race. Third pick is Gold Symphony. And fourth pick is Forget.
Yeah, well, the speed in the race, the 3 widest runners, Felines, Decision Time and Red Zell, barriers 8, 9 and 10, they're the go-forward horses. I think Red Zell will probably press on and cover the other two, Decision Time and Felines, Harara and Gold Symphony tucking in behind. The rest like to find their feet a little bit, so I think Red Zell will more than likely press on and take up the running.
I like Felines here, boys. I think this is her day. I know a racing pattern may not be to her advantage today at Canterbury, but there's good speed on, as Mike suggested, and her 2 runs back have been solid. Certainly not spectacular, but the key today, she goes from 60 down to 58. Third up, she's fit. She handles these wet track conditions. four wins have been on the soft going, only one start on a heavy, so can't really say she can't handle the heavy track. And I just like the fact she goes into this race third up today and will be stalking the leaders, and I think number six Felines will be very hard to hold out late. Nine Gold Symphony, making its debut for Team Snowden here, comes out of the same trial at Randwick that Red Zell and Shamalia both contested. Gold Symphony, I really like the way he attacked the line late, diving between runners to win that trial. He's got some good soft and wet track form, Gold Symphony. Early in the season was a dual Group 3 winner, so he's got a touch of quality about him. Number one Mount Nebo's come back in terrific form for Alan Denham, and a great win in the winter dash at Ramick. He backed that up with a tremendous effort in the Ramorny when he had no luck. A very wide run that day and was still coming strongly late at the finish. He'll be hard to beat here because he handles these wet track conditions, as does number five Wouldn't It Be Nice at big odds. He'll be stalking the pace as well today, and he'll peel out in the turn. He'll be running home hard. He comes off a run at Rose Hill last week over 1,400, back to 1,100, but the heavy track conditions are the key for him. Look, I've left out a horse like number two, Forget, who I thought ran an eye-catcher first up at Rose Hill last week. Just coming back a fraction in trip may not suit him, but I wouldn't be surprised to see him motoring home late as well. Six Felines on top from 9, 1, and 5.
Sorry, I better press that button so I can speak. Look, I've gone with Red Zell here from the Snowden camp. First up, two lovely trials. Most recent trial, just as Ray said, went around in the Gold Symphony trial. Was under a big hold in that. Just has to sort of get away cleanly with Kieran on board. If it can cross and control the tempo of this race, I think it's got plenty to offer at the end. I'm going to lean towards it to beat the 9, Gold Symphony, the stablemate. Lovely trial, Sam Clipperton on board. It'll roll forward and get up, get into the right spot. This ex-Peter Moody Gallopy had good form when Peter had it, so definitely up to a race like this. 6 for 3rd Felines, fitted for 2 runs back. They've both been, you know, quite okay. Should be rock hard fit now. Bretton Abdullah, he'll sort of sort the pattern of the day out. I don't think it has to get back quite that far. Sort of, I think it can be in the first 3 or 4, and definitely acquit itself well. And Mount Nebo, the toppy, racing super. All 3 runs have been good. Even his last start, 5th there, was good. He was never on the track and did attack the line quite strongly. It should be noted his slow track form is really good. His heavy track form is so-so. So hopefully by race 7 it'll dry out a little for him. 8, 9, 6, and 1.
Yeah, well, Michael, Lindsay told us yesterday it was that close to an 8 yesterday. It wasn't funny. So it's only that 4 mils of rain last night that sort of kept it at the 9. And it's quite windy and it's a bright sunny day today. And, you know, it was a good drying day yesterday. So hopefully we might be able to get to a slightly better track.
Darren, Flindell selections in the July sprint. 1, Mount Nebo. 5, Wouldn't It Be Nice. 6, Felines and 8, Red Zell. 1, 5, 6 and 8. Now over to race number 8, Glenn. The Tab More Than Just Winning Handicap. Scratchings are 1, 6, 8 and 12.
Yeah, and the toppy here got the gossip scratching. 3 cents a win and 4 cents the place. Slots at $15. Power Line at $4.40. Dylan's Rojo at $17. Avon Arco, the favourite here, at $3.60. Electric Power came out this morning, 4 cents a win and nothing the place. Typhoon Jolie with the cross noseband off at $4.80. Pirate Ben out, no deduction. L.A. Chevelle, $6.50. Fortune Patch, $6.50. Ultima Chance, a $12 chance. And Bayview Emperor Scratch because it's running earlier in the day. The best supported runner now, dollar-wise, is Avon Arco here. And it has three and a half times the amount of money on it than Typhoon Jolie, who we did bet as much as $8.50 in a full field. Third pick is Ultima Chance, looking for 3 wins in a row.
Yeah, well, the speed in the race, even with those 2 scratchings, they were both off-pace runners, or the two scratchings today, they were off-pace runners. We're left with a fair bit of speed here. Now we've got, moving forward, we've got Fortune Patch from an inside draw, L.A. Chevelle from a wide draw goes forward, and all these other ones, we've got Ultimate Chance, won't be too far away. Typhoon Jolie from Barrier 1 has got options there to be on the speed. Powerline won't be too far away. And the other one there is Dylan's Rojo that can go forward also. So, look, there's pressure in numbers. I expect them to roll along. I'm not sure 100% which one's going to lead. Quite possibly Fortune Patch could hold a spot. I think Myself, I think Typhoon Jolly, Timmy Clark will probably realise this, and being first up today, she may just take a sit in behind them, maybe one pair back. But you can dress it up any way you like. They will cut along in this.
Yeah, they're going to hum along, aren't they, Mike? Yeah, Fortune Patch has been ridden aggressively its last two and put together two good solid runs with a lightweight, I think probably cross Typhoon Jolly, but you're right, Mike, they'll roll here. And I can see Avanarco with Hugh Bowman just tucking in behind that wall of runners going to the first turn, getting a lovely run. He's rock-hard fit, Avanarco. I know he is coming back in trip from the 1500 of the Rose Hill run earlier this month when he was third, beaten in a photo in the Wine and Dine race. He was dominant at his previous start at Rose Hill, winning over 1350. Back to the 1250 today, but that little gap between runs, Chris Waller would have freshened him up. And with these heavy track conditions, it'll be a testing 1250, and Avanarco's fitness, I think, will kick in. Hugh Bowman will ride the patient race, and he'll be the late closer, 5 Avanarco. Pretty keen on him from 7 Typhoon Jolie. The definite danger here, she's got good first up stats. She's excellent on heavy tracks. Did win on a heavy first up last prep at Rose Hill. Drawn that one gate, as Mike suggested, probably just tucks in behind Fortune Patch, so she'll get the right run. Be hard to beat. But 12.50 first up on the heavy, I just thought Mike Avanarco could ambush her late. L.A. Chevelle in great form. Both the runs this prep have been super. And second up, it took a race Federize Augustus to zoom past her. She's ready to win here, L.A. Chevelle, but just worried about where she might get from that awkward gate, given there's so much speed drawn inside her. And 10 Fortune Patch, as I said, been ridden aggressively at its last two, has responded to that riding. Andrew Adkins' claim probably leads again and will take some running down with that lightweight. But pretty keen on 8, Avanarco. Sorry, in race 8, number 5, Avanarco. 5, Avanarco on top from 7, 9 and 10.
Yep, I'm with Typhoon Jolie here, number 7. She's first up. She's had the two trials. They were both really good. As Ray just pointed out, she won fresh last preparation in a fillies of mares, 85, on a heavy track at Rose Hill. Was never, ever going to get beat. She wasn't hard in the market either. I think she was a $9 chance there. I think if they've got her nicely tuned up for today's event, she's going to be really hard to beat from barrier one, given the fact that she gets through the ground beautifully and, you know, hopefully the tracks plays as I suggested, you know, things will fall into place for her. 7 on top, 3 power line for second. Now, it's been placed all three runs. It's had off a little 42-day break. They've all been good performances. I think the best effort was two runs back in a strong benchmark 85 where it covered plenty of ground and went down narrowly. The subsequent run at Rose Hill was good, but it could have been a shade flat there. I think with Kobe Jennings' claim, its ability to get through the ground and the run it's likely to get maybe two pairs back, I think it holds it in good stead for a race like this. 7 to beat 3, 11 for 3rd, ultimate chance. Country form is good. Winner of its last two starts on heavy tracks at the Sapphire Coast and Cessnock. This is another Tommy Berry ride. It's going to get a nice run, just maybe one pair back behind them. And definitely one you cannot leave out of your exotic plays because, you know, its ability to get through the ground. And look, it's won its last two starts, so no disrespect to the jocks that rode it because Greg Ryan was one of them. But we have got one of our top riders on board, Tommy Berry, and, you know, you always get a peachy ride on these roughies. 7-3-11, and for 4th, number 5, Avanarco. I think it's doing itself a favour coming back from 1500 to 1250. I don't think it quite runs the 1550 the 1500 out. My only slight concern is that it's had two runs on heavy tracks for its life and been dismal in both of them. But I do concede that was at the end of its preparation, last prep. It went good for three runs. Then it went, you know, poorly at Randwick and Rose Hill, both on heavy tracks. Then they turned it out for nearly a year. So I don't really know what to make of it. But, you know, statistically, it's failed twice on heavy tracks. That's my only concern. 7, 3, 11 and 5.
And Aaron Flindell's with 5, Avanarco from 3, Powerline. 7, Typhoon Jolie and 10, Fortune Patch. 5, 3, 7, 10. And Glenn, the last for my boy Charlie at Vinery. This one for fillies and mares over 1,100. Take out 3, 4, 11 and 12.
Yeah, last leg of the big six. Hope you're still alive. alive with that $25,000 jackpot going into the pool and last leg of the quaddy here. So let's get into them. And Glenbourne Dame here, the toppie is at $4.20. Sense and Reason at $41. Freeze the Charges came out Wednesday, 9 cents a win and nothing the place. Highly Geared came out this morning, 7 cents a win and nothing the place. Awasita at 13. Shahrazad at $2.80 in favourite. Mad About You at 12. Princess Command at $6.50. Rose of Man at 9. Lot 341 at 9. Unknown Destiny out no deduction. Cheeky Babe out no deduction. And Thorsburn, Blinkers On, Winkers Off at $14. Well, even with the scratchings in, the most popular runner here by far and one of the better back runners all day here is Shahrazad. And, well, it's panels in front of the next, and that is actually Rose of Man, and third pick would be the bottom one in Thorsburn, then Awasita. But easily, Shahrazad, the best-supported runner in the last.
Yeah, there's not a great deal of pressure in this race. We've got Glenbourne Dame from a wide draw, pretty much cruises across to take up the running. Thorsburn, the bottom one, it'll hold its spot. Mad About You and Awasita from good draws can hold spots. And Lot 341, it's been drawn wide all three runs this prep and has been ridden back. I'm not suggesting that it'll be disputing the lead, but it certainly won't get as far back. It could quite easily posse in the first four with the right run. Now, the favourite from that draw was ridden cold and was suited by the bias last start where it stormed down the centre. Whether it gets the same sort of favours or not today, we're not quite sure. But by race nine, the pattern will be definitely well established. And, you know, the jocks can be adaptable. They'll make decisions on the fly. But Glenbourne Dame, pretty much a fly solo.
Yeah, Shahrazad was just, I thought she was awesome that day first up, Mike, in that Canterbury race. Look, she was wide early and just crept forward under her own steam and was four and five wide face breeze coming around the turn. And I know she was in the best part of the track, but you haven't seen a horse travelling so well at a midweek for a long, long time. And she just powered away to winning by two lengths from Lot 341 that day. It was a terrific return. 2.5 weeks between runs into Saturday Grey. Look, she's short enough at the 280, given, as Mike said, the way the track will play today may not entirely suit her, but I just thought she was brilliant, so good that day first up that... and we heard from James Cummings earlier, the mare certainly hasn't gone backwards. Glenn Schofield, terrific patient rider, he can plot the path. I think she'll be very hard to beat again. Number 6, Shahrazad from 10, Lot 341. I think they can run the Quinella again here, boys, and Lester Grace's claim gets in well at the weights and just might be a bit closer in the run, as Mike said, from that inside gate. She was good third up behind Shahrazad. 1, Glenbourne Dame. She's in terrific form. Will be up on speed. Andrew Adkins got a great book of rides today, and this is one of them. And she'll take running down again, Glenbourne Dame. And number 8, Princess Command. Terrific winning at Canterbury last start. She handles heavy tracks, but again is a get-back type and will need luck. But in the last, race 9, number 6, Shahrazad on top. 6, 10, 1 and 8.
Yeah, look, I've got the same numbers, but I've swapped them around for a couple of reasons. Lot 341's having its fourth run back now. It was terrific first up, put in a shocker second up, but it's done that before. Bounced back with a good second behind the favourite last start at Canterbury. From a better draw, I think the favourite may have to be giving it a couple of lengths start. Meets at 4 kilos better at the weights because Lester Grace is claiming and Bretton Abdullah goes off. And it certainly has no issue with it getting through the ground. So just for those reasons, I'm going to lean towards the 10 to beat the 6, the favourite. It certainly was ultra impressive there. There's no doubt about that. As Ray said, sort of covered ground, albeit in the best part of the track, but really did sprint strongly to the line over those latter stages. And, you know, but if you were taking it on that particular run you looked at, you would be all over it. But just run of the race stuff today may go against it, but I still think she's going to compete very well here. 10 to beat 6, 1 Glenbourne Dane, racing quite well. I think it's a little bit better on top of the ground, but fully fit here, and certainly its chances are a little bit more enhanced with the fact that Highly Geared's come out, because that was the other on pacer, so it gets a much softer time in front here, so it'll be in front for a long way. And for fourth, number 7, Mad About You, down the bottom there. This horse was a good winner 2 starts back, found trouble last start, Think if it can sort of get back into its previous winning form. And from that draw, I think it can be competitive also. Look, I'm 10-6, 1-7. I've just flipped them around because I think, that, you know, with the weight turnaround and run of the race stuff.
And Darren Flindell in the last with 6, Shahrazad from 9, Rose of Man, 8, Princess Command, and 10, Lot 3, 4, 1, 6, 9, 8, 10. Righto, boys, we better get your best bets. Ray, firstly, what do you like?
Yeah, race 2, number 2, Raise the Legend each way. I think it's a terrific chance today, and really keen on race 8, number 5, Avanarco, Simon.
Thanks for your input, Ray. Enjoy the day.
Will do, Simon, and best of luck with listeners this afternoon.
And Mike, your best?
Well, look, I'm not going to sort of tip anything as my best. All I'm going to say is that, you know, if the track plays as I expect it to, just stick with the tips. You know, if for some reason it's not like that, my tips aren't worth the paper they're written on. So I'm just banking on a inside and handy advantage track today. And if that's the case, you'll do well with the selections because that's what I've based it on all day.
Okay, thanks very much, Mike.
Cheers, boys.
Now, Darren Flindell's best is race 2, number 1, Ocean Grand. And quickly, Munns, is there a jockey challenge?
No, Simon. We're still waiting on these two replacements for Huey Bowman.
Yeah.
Huey Bowman not going to ride in the first two races there today, if you've just tuned in. Unable to ride the 56. And there has been a picture, an old picture of Huey Bowman tweeted out this morning alongside Johnny Grisdale. Huey probably feels as though if he was that, he'd get the 56 quite easily this morning.
Okay, Glenn. We'll come back to you shortly for a look at Flemington. It's approaching 9:05.
You're sitting in the traffic, motionless. Disappear to another world and relax with a glass of Sacred Hill wine. Try Sacred Hill Moscato, a sweet alternative by De Bortoli. Here's the traffic.
At Pennant Hills, a smash near Mount St Benedict College, Pennant Hills Road northbound at Beecroft Road. The right lane is blocked with delays past Hull Road. Maryland's a fallen branch on the M4 westbound at the Burnett Street off-ramp. Blacksland, a fallen tree and wires down near the library, Great Western Highway westbound at Hope Street. The M5 citybound is slow after Kingsgrove Road, and getting into International Mar Street is solid off the M5. The greatest toys imaginable ever have arrived at Target. They have lowered prices on over 550 toys every day, backed by their toy price guarantee. Conditions apply. See in store at Target. I'm Oscar Fung. That's the latest traffic on Sky Sports Radio.
Midweek racing is fully covered on Sky Sports Radio.
This Wednesday from 9:30, get your Sydney preview lowdown with form analysts Paul Joyce and Ray Thomas, plus the latest tab markets. Racing HQ, every Wednesday on Sky Sports Radio.
Say hello.
Enter your rising two-year-olds now in the Select English Ready-to-Race Sale. There's no pass-in commission and entries close Friday, August 5. Details and entry forms, see English.com.au.
Race the best with the best. Dynamics Indications and outstanding young trainer James Cummings have available a fabulous filly by hot young sire Sebring. He has over 220 winners, 48 stakes horses, including Dissident and Criterion. From Viceroy, a successful broodmare with an excellent pedigree comprising 250 stakes horses. For only $5,950 a share, join our Dynamic James Cummings team. Visit dynamicsindications.com or call 1-800-61-9999. AFSL 3368-08.
Your punting day begins with Racing HQ.
And the Rough and Racing.
Welcome back. In a moment, we'll get to Mark Hunter and Dean Lester for a look at Flemington. At 9:30, the Doomben preview with Bernie Cooper. Gary Harley to look at Newcastle at 9:45. And then at 10 o'clock, Tab Talk with Nick Quinn. Now, Mark Hunter, he's online now. Mark, good morning to you.
Simon.
Now, soft 7 for Flemington today. How do you think the track will play in Melbourne?
Oh, look, you'd have to think that the inside will chop out. The rail's at 4 metres, having been true previously. We've had a lot of rain the last 24 hours. You'd have to think with wear and tear, the inside will give up. And, you know, that by race 9, the straight race, you'd have to think they'll be coming down the outside.
So what's happening with the rain? Are you still getting a few showers?
It's okay now, Simon, but look, there was no rain forecast. The track was firm on Thursday, no rain forecast, and it just bucketed down and got it to a soft 7 yesterday. And we've had certainly some more rain overnight, so just looking at the front, there's lots of puddles in the grass. It's a nice day now, but I can't see how it would dry out. We've had too much rain.
Okay, Dean Lester's with us now. Good morning, Dean.
Yeah, morning, Simon.
And, Glenn, we better get stuck straight into the preview. We're running a touch late now. The first is the Murray Cox Handicap. Scratchings are 5-8.
You've had a very, very good teacher at that, Simon, and he's still on holidays, Andrew Bensley, anyway. Morning, boys. Let's get into the first here. Back to the Bowler is a $5.50 chance. Caster at $4.20. Lock Oyer, I'm going to go with that. I've probably got it wrong anyway, at $4.60. Rock and Roll and Rock. Rock and Roll Rock at $6. CC Bon is out. Highball and 12. Odeon 12. Revolution is out. Stately Boy 12. Savvy Bell 13. Red Velvet Swing at 12. Good betting race here, although CC Bon was the best supported runner prior to it being scratched. That honour now goes to Back to the Bowler, just in front of Lock Oyer. And third pick would become Highballin'.
So the wink is on Odeon and Revolution. Dino, I'll start with you. Who do you like in the two-year-old?
Yeah, I think it's a pretty tricky race, Simon. I'm just going to go for a bit of value here in 11, Red Velvet Swing. I thought it ran well first up in a race that I think was a fairly good race at Pakenham on the synthetic behind Tantap Beauty, who I would think would have won this race. And out of that race was Summer Wind, who ran okay on Wednesday at Sandown. Just up to 1,400, well drawn, just looking for a little bit of value with number 11 to beat 2, Caster. I think he's quite a promising horse. I would have liked him a bit wider draw. He looks a big awkward sort of galloper, but if he gets the right amount of galloping room, certainly a good chance. Lockor, probably never going to lose at Warrnambool, and handled soft conditions, which is a plus, and Savvy Bell, stablemate, might be next best. But going with 11 at a bit of odds, 11-2-3-10.
11-2-3-10 from Dino. Mark, your thoughts in race one?
I agree, Simon, that it's a tough race, so I'm going to tip a different one here, number 4, Rock and Roll Rock, who I thought debuted quite well. You can line that form up with City Form. And its last start, it was just far too good. It's had 2 goes on the synthetic. I don't know it on soft ground, and it will probably settle last in the run. But I just think it shows good ability to beat number 3, Lock Or. It'll at least handle the ground. It just dominated first up, was never going to lose. Number 1, Back to the Bowler, showed good improvement from first start to second start. And 11, Red Velvet Swing, as Dean said, ran well at first up from a spell. Don't know it on soft ground, but it's on its home track. 4-3-1-11.
So 4-3-1-11 there from Mark Hunter. Now across to race 2, Glenn, the Henry Bolt handicap over 1,800. And just a field of 6, but no scratchings.
Yeah, Kenja Wood, the toppy here, favourite, 2.35, just out of roll from 2.30 earlier this morning. On Bacalo here at $4.60, we've got Rhythm Despair at 11, Zabrins at 6, Pin Your Hopes at 4, and Electric Fusion at 15. Well, as I said, he's out this morning, Kenja Wood, 2.30 to 2.35, but easily the most popular runner here over Pin Your Hopes, who's also a drifter, 3.60 out to 4. The firmer is Zabrins, which is 9-6.
And Kenja Wood, Mark, likely to control the speed from barrier 1?
Oh, look, Simon, on Pacalo from 6 is probably a quicker horse early. Whether he gets across him or not, you know, you could argue, but I wouldn't be shocked if on Pacalo ended up in front of Kenja Wood.
Okay, which way have you gone in this race?
I don't think there's much value, and I'm not going to get involved. I'll tip number 1, Kenja Wood. He's going well. He'll get a lovely run whether he dictates or whether he takes a sit just behind on Pacalo. He'll get a beautiful run for Ben Allen. He's got the claim. He'll handle the ground. Put him on top to beat number 2 on Pacalo. I think on the dry, he might have struggled, but on the wet, he comes right back into the race. 5, Pin Your Hopes is in terrific form and only got 52 kilos. And 4, Zabrins, just got way too far back last start and made ground. I don't think there's much value. There's not much between them. I'll go 1, 2, 5, and 4.
1, 2, 5, 4. Are you on a similar line, Dean?
I am, Simon. I think Kenja Wood's the one to beat. I think it'll be a really interesting race how it unfolds. I think Ompacalo will lead him and cross him, but the last place he'd want to be, Kenja Wood's really third defence, because he likes to roll into a race. He wouldn't have to sit and sprint, so that's why I'm not that keen to get involved. 5, Pin Your Hopes is in career best form, lightweight. I think he'll run well. Zabrins, he's got to run 1,800, but small field, lot less traffic will suit him, and it was too far back last time. And on Pacalo, the end of 1,800 is the query on him as well. 1, 5, 4, and 2.
1, 5, 4, 2 from Dean. Across to race 3, Glenn, the 2,000-metre handicap. The scratching is 8, the Terex.
Yeah, they think they're going to get one of these for me. Straight Jacket is an $8 chance. Firehouse Rocket 4, Diamond Duke 26. Name That Day, favourite, $2.40. Our Positive Move at 41, Calibrate at $4.40, Triple Gold at $7.50. The Terex is out, and Being Late is a $71 chance. Best supported runner here is Name the Day. $2.70 originally into $2.40. They've taken $2.40 this morning, but it remains at that price here. Easily the best back runner. Second pick is Firehouse Rock.
And Dean, your thoughts on race three?
Yeah, Simon, I think Name the Day is the one to beat. What you're betting on here is whether he'll run 2,000 metres. He hasn't been out to it yet. He's been very patiently handled, had a lot of issues. He ran well last start. The Pin Your Hopes form line looks pretty strong for a race like this. He should get a great run, and he should be the one to beat. But as I said, you're betting on whether he runs a strong 2,000. You don't have to worry about that with Calibrate. He's the main danger. He's down in the weights, and he's running through the line well. He's in as good a form as he's ever been and handles soft ground. Triple Gold, I thought, just too much weight last start. Drops in weight here, deed underride, and Firehouse Rock might be next best. 4, 6, 7, and 2.
So 4, 6, 7, 2 there from Dean. And Mark, for you?
Look, I reckon that summary's perfect. Simon, I think the 2,000 metres is the real worry for Name the Day, or the unknown, and for that reason I'm going number 6, Calibrate. I think the horse is flying, it'll handle the ground, it'll run the trip strongly, it'll be sitting back and having one last crack at Name the Day, and if you want to bet each way, I just don't think Calibrate will miss. To beat number 4, Name the Day, it'll get a lovely run, it'll look the winner, it'll hit the front. Whether it can hang on at the 2,000 is your query. After that, didn't know where to go. I put number 2, Firehouse Rock, in for third, but I don't think it handles soft ground. And 7, Triple Gold, who could certainly win at its best. It just hasn't been savaging the judge, and I'm not sure it's going as well as it can. 6 from 4, then 2 and 7.
6, 4, 2, 7. Now, just got Terry Bailey's selections. Our race caller, Terry Bailey. In race 3, he's with 6, Calibrate, from 4, Name the Day, 7, Triple Gold, and 1, Straight Jacket. 6, 4, 7, 1. Just going back, Terry's tips in race 1 are 2, 3, 1, 11. 2, Castor, from 3, 1, 11. And Terry in the second race with 1, Kenjawood, over 2, 4, and 5. 1, 2, 4, and 5. Now, race 4, Glenn, is the Rising Stars final over 1,800 for the fillies and mares. Take out 6, 8 and 9.
Yeah, the toppy here, Yulong Baby, is a $2.70 chance. Catoolan at $18. Danielle Rosa, the favourite, at $2.35. Mar Jones at $4.60. Melaleuca at $17. Native Land out. Savannah Moon, $15. Scratch the next two. And Alma Viv is a 101 chance. Best supported runner here is Daniela Rosa, although it did go back up $2.30 this morning, 2.30 out to 2.35, but double the amount of money on the than the toppy in Yulong Baby. Now, Yulong Baby actually went up favourite here at 2.80 over Daniela Rosa at 3.20, but that was with Native Land and Winter Chiller in the race, and also they were $51 and $17 respectively. So a good move here for Daniela Rosa.
Now, she's chasing 3 straight, Daniela Rosa. Mark, is that the way you're leaning?
No, I'm going up the top, Simon. Number 1, Yulong Baby. I thought she was good first up. I thought she's terrific second up. I think she's just dead set, ready to win. I think she's the best horse in the race. Soft ground is no worries. Going to be very strong at the 1,800 metres. Just hope it doesn't get into an awkward spot from its barrier. I think with even luck, it'll be too good. 3, Daniela Rosa. The wet track certainly helped it. It's going to go forward, get a lovely run and be hard to run down. I think if there's a blowout, it's number 5, Melaleuca. A huge weight drop. I think the horse is going well. And then number 7, Savannah Moon, who was terrific at Mooney Valley against the bias, but this is a harder race. 1 from 3, 5 and 7.
So 1, 3, 5, 7 from Mark. And Dino, your thoughts on the fourth?
Yeah, I'm just going Daniela Rosa just from Yulong Baby. I just thought she might control the race here and be hard to run down, and drops a lot in weight on that last start win where Yulong Baby ran well and shoots up in the weights. I think they're the two, though, and I agree with Mark. I think the best value runner in the race is Melaleuca. I think she can run very well. Down to 51.5, she's going to be very competitive. And then for Mar Jones, who was terribly disappointing last start, maybe in the worst ground, but still went poorly. 3, 1, 5 and 4.
3, 1, 5, 4 there from Dean. Terry Bailey in race 4 is with 4, Mar Jones, over 1, 3, 5. 4, 1, 3 and 5. Glenn, race number 5 for the 3-year-old fillies. 1,400 the trip. The scratching number 11, Central Park Bell.
Yeah, this is the TAB and the Australian Trainers Association Trainers Trust Handicap. Of course, forming that alliance there, the TAB with the Australian Trainers Association, and their day today at Flemington. Good battle here to see who's going to run favourite. Deal With It, the toppies, a $5 chance. Kinchachi is at this stage the favourite at $4. Powderworks at $11. Code Break at $21. Syra Beale at $11. Atomic Locate at 16, Four Sisters at 460, Justella at 850, Stylemaker 11, Single Note at 14, and Central Park Bell is a scratching. The best supported runner dollar wise here is Four Sisters for Mick Kent. Open 5 into 460. Best back to beat it dollar wise is actually Powderworks, who went up as much as $15, but has been 10 back out to 11 this morning. Third pick is Syra Beale, who opened $13 and is now $11. They're the top three in race five.
Righto, Dean, how do you line these fillies up?
Simon, I think how the race is run will be a big factor here, but I'm hoping they can run on down the centre and that Deal With It can race very similar to, as she did at Sandown a couple of weeks ago. The horses that she was up against there and finishing the placings are here again, but I just like the way she raced when ridden back, and I'm going to go with her to beat number two, Kinchachi, who'll be up near the speed, I'd imagine, come across from the wider draw. She's racing well. And two that place behind, Deal With It, Just Stella with Dwayne Dunn aboard. It's the inside draw, a little query, and seven, four Sisters, who ran very well at Sandown also. 1, 2, 8, and 7.
So 1, 2, 8, 7 from Dean. And Mark, your tips on race five?
I've got the same four numbers, Simon. And look, I just think there's very little between them. I'm going to put number eight, Just Stella, on top. I like this horse. It shows good ability in the bush, ran well in town last time. It's got gate one. There doesn't look to be great speed on paper, and I just hope it's one of those little bunch races where the leaders come out to the centre of the track, and so the inside gate's not such a disadvantage. To beat number one, Deal With It, went terrific ridden back at Sandown. It's got a great hope again. Two, Kinshashi, it's another one with a big winning chance, and seven, Four Sisters. Very little between them, 8, 1, 2 and 7.
8, 1, 2 and 7 from Mark. And Terry Bailey in race 5 is with 2, Kinshachi from 7, 8 and 3. 2, 7, 8 and 3. Righto, Glen, race 6, the Bruce Gadsden handicap is the first leg at a quaddie at 3 o'clock and there's no scratchings.
Okay, let's get into them here. We start with Mighty Like as a $12 chance. Voodoo Lad, shortest price favourite of the day at Flemington, odds on $1.80. Pyrolic at 16, Smackdown 41, Karani 26, Nicosine 21, Magnus Rain 16, Rich Jack at 7.50, Bon Rocket at 6.50. We got Villa Poto at 15, and Saga Bella is an $81 chance. Best supported runner here is actually the favourite, Voodoo Lad. Went up 160, got to as much as 190, was actually 190 earlier this morning, back into 180. 10 times the amount of money on it than any other runner. Second pick would be Bon Rocket, who went up as much as 9 into a 650 chance now. And then very little separating Mighty Like, Parolic, Nicosine, Magnus Rain and Villa Poto.
And Mark, do you think the barriers will play much of a role with the straight race?
I think the barriers have fallen beautifully here, Simon. The speed in this race is Rich Jack and Villa Poto, and look, I think Voodoo Lad will win. It's drawn out wide, it can just lob across behind Villa Poto. I think its last run was terrific behind Rudiger, gets a beautiful run, handles the straight, handles the wet, and I think it will win. I think it's a special exacta here, number 9 Bon Rocket. It can park probably two lengths off Voodoo Lad, track it into the race. I think it's the only possible danger and will run second. Didn't know where to go after that. I'll put number 6 Nicosine into third. It's hit and miss in the wet, but have to forgive its first up run. And 1 Mighty Like's trialling well, but I think this wet might be a query for Mighty Like. I think 2 beats 9, then 6 and 1.
2-9-6-1 from Mark. And your thoughts, Dean?
Yeah, not much to add there, Simon. I think they dominate the race, Voodoo Lad and Bon Rocket. Voodoo Lad, I thought, ran very well last start. He was beaten by Rudiger. Bon Rocket's got form around Rudiger and Duke of Brunswick, which is really solid form in recent weeks. He's had a little freshen up. I think Dwayne Dunn will track Voodoo Lad into the race. Whether he gets past him is another thing. But 2 to beat 9, clearly. I'm going 7 Magnus Rain for third. Didn't think he looked like a winner pre-race in the yard at Flemington. If he's improved a bit off that, he might place. And Mighty Like next best. 2-9-7-1.
So 2-9-7-1 there from Dean. Over to race 7, the 2,500 metre Batali handicap. And the scratchings, Glen, are 3 Kapoor and 8 Rivers Lane.
Yeah, we start with Au Revoir here at $9 chance. Bold Sniper, $2.90 in favourite. Good luck with it, Liz. Have you listening? Kapoor is a scratching. Araldo Jr. at $4.40. Manalapan at $41. Black Tomahawk at $3.50, Backbone $7.50, Rivers Lane is a scratching, Black Stardom at $16, and Narcy is a $21 chance. Black Tomahawk, the best supported runner here for Craig Williams and Darren Weir. Best back to beat it is actually Bold Sniper, but three times the amount of money on Black Tomahawk. Well, it went up $5.50 in a full field, but Kapoor went up a $4 chance in the race. So it's been averaged out at around about $4 odd, Black Tomahawk, of the money invested on it. Bold Sniper, second pick. Third pick now becomes Araldo Jr.
So down to a field of eight. Dean, how do you see the speed in this sustained race?
Oh, the usual suspects of Araldo Jr. and probably Bold Sniper take it up. Whether Au Revoir with the blinkers on a second time pushes on and tries to get into the race a little bit. But, yeah, I think if you watched the race 2 weeks ago, it'll look a pretty similar scenario here, I'd imagine.
And Dylan Dunn taking the 2 kilos off Bold Sniper, so it'll have 56 kilos. Dean, what are your thoughts on this one?
Yeah, and that's where I'm going with Simon, Bold Sniper. I think they're actually winning the battle with this horse. He raced really well last start, and ultimately he was beaten by the best stayer in Melbourne at the moment in Master of Art. So I think that form stacks up well. Black Tomahawk, I think, is running into form for the Weir stable. Got held up at the wrong time of the race in Adelaide last start. Araldo Jr. gets back down in the weights a little bit off that last run, but I don't think you can turn it around on Bold Sniper and maybe Backbone next best, but pretty thin start to the quality for me, Simon. First two legs, I think 2 and 6 are the main chances ahead of 4 and 7.
Yeah, 2, 6, 4, 7. He showed promise in the naturalism, Bold Sniper. He sort of went a miss after that, didn't he?
He did. He ran okay in the Moonee Valley Cup too, I think, from memory. But he's going well this campaign.
Now, Mark, your thoughts on race 7?
Got the same trifecta, Simon. Number 2, Bold Sniper. I think he'll go forward. He'll sit outside Araldo Jr. As long as he settles, he'll control the race. He was terrific last start in defeat. To beat number 6, Black Tomahawk, who probably should have won in Adelaide. Just got held up at a crucial stage, made good ground. He's had a couple of goes for the stable, looks ready to win. Number 4, Araldo Jr., just dropping in weight will help it. And I put number 9, Black Stardom, in for 4th. Just getting back out to its right trip and got no weight in the ground. 2, 6, 4, and 9.
So 2, 6, 4, 9 from Mark. Over to race 8, Glenn. This one's over 1,600. Take out 7, 10, 13 and 14.
Yes, Lord Durante here is a $7.50 chance. Refulgent, the same, $7.50. Royal Rapture at 13. Kuldini at 61. Great Esteem at 18. Lux at 21. Spread Eagle is out. Victory Downs at 7. Vizhaka at 61. Chivalry is out. Volcanic Ash at $7.50. Gerildery Letter is a $2.25 chance. Scratch the next two, and the bottom one, Margin Trader, a $61 chance. Easily the best back runner here, Gerildery Letter, but once again has just got out a roll this morning, 220 out to 225. Best supported to beat it here is one at odds in the shape of Lux. Now, open 26, got to 41 at best, back into $21. Third pick would be Refulgent, and then Victory Downs.
Okay, Mark, do you think Gerildery Letter can break through this prep?
It can, Simon, for sure, but I don't know. I want to rush into $2.25. It's got a winning chance, but I'm going with number 8, Victory Downs here. This horse usually races up on the speed. It was ridden back last start, and I just think it finished the race off a whole lot better. I've got it sort of midfield here in the best part of the track, being well ridden, handles the ground, and I think it appeals each way to beat number 11, Volcanic Ash. Just in the complete worst part of the track last start. It was 3 wide in the quicksand. Totally forget that run. It will improve here. Number 12, Gerildery Letter. Hard to beat, but rock bottom odds. And I threw number 3, Royal Rapture, in for 4th. Just thought it got too far back last start and might be in the best part of the track here. 8, 11, 12 and 3.
So 8, 11, 12 and 3 from Mark and Dino. Your thoughts, Ray Sain?
Yeah, I've tipped Gerildery Letter, but I didn't think it'd be that sort of quote. He's working up to a win and he profiles well, drops in weight, up and coming sort of horse. I think Volcanic Ash the danger. Just hope he can get to the right ground from barrier 1 if required by that stage of the day. If he has to get out to the centre, but it was a non-event for him last start. He can certainly improve. Then out to 5, Great Esteem. I think this is his best trip. Don't know if there's a whole lot of pressure here. He can probably slide into a fairly reasonable spot and run a good race. And Victory Downs in career best form. And as Mark said, just ridden that little bit quieter last start. It's hard to do that at Morpheville Parks. And that one very well should run the 1600 on the back of that run. 12, 11, 5 and 8.
12,
11, 5 and 8. Now, Terry Bailey, his selection's in race 8. The 12, a Gerildery Letter from 8, 11, 2, 12, 8, 11, 2. Might have just missed Terry's there in race 6. 2, Voodoo Lad from 9, 8, 3, 2, 9, 8, 3. In race 7, Terry is with 2, Bold Sniper. Have a 6-4-1, 2-6-4-1.
He opened a $5 chance, Gerildery Letter. He was into 2.80. And that was with Spread Eagled and Award of Merit in the race at $5 and $8. So that's why he's such a dramatic firmer this morning. But he had been supported when the field was full. So, you know, it's a genuine move for him all the way in.
Righto, Glenn, race 9. The last is the VRC Recognition Handicap. 1,100 the trip. The scratching is 13, Roots Boy.
Yeah, the toppy here in Batioth is a $5 chance. Prussian Vixen at 21, Thelberg 11, Manahai Mischief at 16, Runson at $5.50, Ability $3.40 in favourite. Vinny Vega 41, Hoplites 41, Truculent at 21, Tyrannize at 9, World of Hope at 8, Astro Castro at 81, Ruth's Boy is out, and Shilly Billy at $101. A couple of good tongue-type twisters there. Best supported runner here is Ability. Another case in point. Went back up 3.30 this morning, out to 3.40 after opening 4.20 on Wednesday. Best back to beat it is Runson. It's just in a roll, 6 to 5.50. A third pick is actually World of Hope. As much as $10, but it opened $7.50 this morning out to $8. And fourth pick, one out of the market there, Manahai Mischief.
Righto, Dean, your thoughts on race 9?
Yeah, bit of a case of, I think, either Ability's the one to beat or I don't know where to go. I just think he's well suited in this race on the fresh side. Just blending in down the centre, it looks a perfect scenario for him down the straight. Badajoz is racing well, won well last start, just whether the inside by this stage of the day is where you want to be. Truculent, I think, is a chance at a bit of a price. He won okay first up, and probably he's the one that'll, you know, make his run with Ability, whether he's good enough to go with him. But don't think he's hopeless. And three, Thelberg, who's back in distance, but he'll be up on the speed and he'll be very strong at 1,100 metres. But as I said, I think it's either six or go very wide in the quaddie. 6193.
6193. Yeah, you agree with Dino there, Mark?
Absolutely. Simon, I think number six, Ability, is the one to beat. He kicked off his career on two wet tracks and he ran really well. He's got a good wet track trial at Cranbourne. He's just going to be in the right spot. He looks to be going well and he's the one to beat. Number one, Badajoz, I think, is the big danger. If it had drawn wide, I would have been tipping it. It's just got that inside gate. It's going to take a great ride. And then out to number three, Thelberg, coming back in distance but improving all the time. And I put number five, Runson, in for fourth. 6 from 1 for me, then out to 3 and 5.
6-1-3-5. Terry Bailey's tips in the last. 6 on top, Ability, from 3, 10 and 11. 6, 3, 10, 11. Righto, best bets. Firstly, Dean, for you.
Simon, going to be fairly short, but I think Voodoo Lad will win race 6, and probably as good a thing is the Quinella or Exacta in that race with Bon Rocket. So race 6, number 2 for me, Simon.
Thanks very much for your time, Dean. Enjoy the day.
Terrific. Thanks, Simon.
And Mark, before we let you go, your best?
Yeah, I'm in agreement. Race 6, number 2, Voodoo Lad the best, and I thought race 4, number 1, Yulong Baby could win.
Thanks very much, Mark.
Thanks, Simon.
And Terry Bailey's best is in race 8, number 12, Gerildery Letter. His best value is race 3, number 6, Calibrate. Now, Glenn, is the Jockey Challenge up for Flemington?
Yes, it is, Simon. Michael D, the favourite in the Jockey's Challenge at Flemington, at $2.20. Over Craig Williams at $2.50. Interestingly, they both opened $2.20 yesterday. Ben Allen on the next line of betting at 6, in from 7. Dwayne Dunn at 11. Jake Bayliss at 13. Then we go to any other jockey at $31, out from 21. Ben Thompson at $41. And Damien Oliver, adrift of 41, out to 101. And in the Jockeys Premiership in Victoria, Craig Williams currently on 66 wins. You can take $1.40 that he wins the Premiership over Dwayne Dunn on 65 wins. And he's a $2.90 chance. So that's the Jockeys Challenge for you at Flemington today. Only other news I can give you, Simon. Sam Clipperton will ride Hair Trigger in race 1 at Canterbury. Still waiting on a rider for Raised a Legend.
Good stuff. Thanks very much for your time, Glenn. I'll pass on that Canterbury market as soon as we get that replacement for Huey.
Okay, and Sky Thoroughbred Central, the Canterbury preview, 10:30 this morning in basically exactly an hour.
Catch you then. Thanks, Glenn.
Thanks, Simon.
Right, we'll take a break at 29 to 10 and then Bernadette Cooper to take a look at Tats Day Doomben.
Every Sunday morning at 9, catch The Wrap. The Wrap. Look back on the week's racing and hear from the key players. The Wrap. Sunday mornings at 9 on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Don't miss all the Tasmanian thoroughbred action from Lux Betel Weather Devonport this Saturday, 11 a.m. on Sky One. And get free expert staking strategies only at tasracing.com.au. Lux Betel Weather Devonport on Sky One this Saturday. Don't miss it.
You know we highly recommend a little end-of-year trip to Hong Kong. In fact, we can't recommend it highly enough.
Sure, there's the exotic delights of Hong Kong itself.
But better than that, you can be trackside at one of the world's truly great weeks of racing. With Ambassador Travel, you do it in style. Private boxes all the way, Happy Valley on Wednesday. While on Sunday, you're off to Sha Tin for the climax of the Turf World Championships, featuring four Group 1s. In between, you can shop, cruise the harbour, head to Macau, play golf at Mission Hills, or just relax. Why not extend and take in China? The trip leaves December 6th. Call Ambassador Travel now. 1-800-777-989 or log on to
ambassadortravel.com.au.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tab's Amazing Everyday Value. Find out more at tab.com.au.
Now, racing in Brisbane at Doomben this afternoon. The track rating is soft 5 and the rail is out 1 metre for the entire course. Bernie Cooper, good morning.
Morning, Simon. Yes, we have a glorious day here again. I'm pretty sure we condensed our winter down to one day, which happened last Saturday. So it looks like it's all over Red Rover. And Jimmy Roberts is of the opinion we're likely to get an upgrade pretty quickly. So fingers crossed it should be a good track.
Okay, so we're back to the 1 metre position where it was out 6.5 the last meeting. Do you think it should favour runners down near the fence?
Well, I think the more it dries out, the more likely it will be to do that for sure.
Well, let's take a look at the card. The first race is for 2-year-olds over 1600, and there's no scratchings. Now, at the tab fixed odds, One Royal Teeth is 2.30, the favourite out from 2.10. Two in Vincent Boy has been $5 to $6. 7.50 and steady for 13 Persistent Shadow, and there has been money for 6 Clarendon House, 12 into $10.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm going the way of Invincible here, number 2, who sort of rattled home along the inside last time out behind Snowfield. Now, a number of these horses met in that race behind Snowfield, about 9 of them, in fact. So it's more or less the same race. There's a couple of additions, but not too many. Royal Tie sort of was bustled to hold a position, could only manage to hold a position midfield. It's either two things with Royal Tie. She's either had enough, or she's just screaming up for the mile, which she gets here today. So because she's got all that good form on the board prior to her last run as well, you can't be leaving her out. But Invincible Boy, I thought, went past her pretty easily, even though he did get a few favours and he got the rails run. I still thought he let down much, much better than her. So I'm going Invincible Boy to beat Royal Tyre through the 13 in as a danger. I think that's the Gimpy Horse, Persistent Shadow. It took a long time to balance up, but when he did, he got going late. And bowled hard before, 2-1-13 and 5.
2-1-13 and 5 in a race one. Now across to race number 2, a benchmark 75 over 2,000. Scratchings are 3, 5, 12 and 14. And there's been money for numbers 1 and 13. 1 Pano Ross has been $5 into $4. 13 into Kitty's been $7.50 into $5.50. 6 Showday's been specced as well, $8 into $6. And 11 charcuterie's been $5.50 out to $6.
Absolutely anybody's race this time, and I think you could throw a dart at the board and you'd have as much chance as finding the winner. Obviously, Panaross is the winner of 6 races, got a lump 59, and the Kitties won 1, but did run a lovely race last time out. So I think she gives every indication she's going to run a strong 2,000 metres. Even though she's only won one race, she has run in a couple of really nice mares races earlier on in her career and had good placings. One of them might even have been in a stakes race. But she's in on the minimum and Jimmy Byrne to ride, and she's put two or three good runs together, really, in the last few starts. So we'll go with her. I'll put 8 Touch of Fella in, Damien Brown with Tony Sears here, through the 6 in Showday, who obviously should make the most, really, of that good gate. He was up on the speed last time out and carries the same weight here today. And the top weight, Panarossa, 13.861.
13.861, the second. The third race over the 1110, take out 9, 15, 18, 20, and 21. Now, Four Dame Destiny is $6.50 and equal favourites for number 12, Dantgar, and the Dantgar is in from $8, so there's been money there. 13 Limerick Moon has been 9 into $7, and the other one at $7 is 3 Royal Occasion, who's in a half point.
Yeah, I've gone a little wide here on a with a little mare, Burley Bullet. Not a mare I generally like to choose, but she's got barrier one and she's an outright leader, and she's got 51 kilos on her back, so the lightest weight she's carried. Well, she did carry behind Liberation, but other than that, she's generally been up around the 57 mark, perhaps sometimes with a claim on. I just thought with that light weight here today, and she's on the fresh side as well, I'd go her way. I put the 12 in as the danger, Dantgar. A really classy horse. For whatever reason, we only saw him have the one run here last time out, last preparation, rather. He beat Royal Occasion some time ago in a no matchup win. He's pretty talented if he's right. Then I threw the 4 in as a danger, Dame Destiny. Obviously, the barrier's a bit off-putting with her here today, but she is absolutely flying in just a bullet. A bit worried about his 59, but too scared to leave him out altogether. So 10, 12, 4 and 1.
10, 12, 4, 1. Burley Bullet, 12 into 9 with the tab fixed odds. The fourth, the Tats Open Handicap over 1,110. There's a field of 11 with no scratchings. 5 Upstart Pride, 380 into 330. 2 The Bonstars, 480 to 5. 3 Strat Turbo's been 420 to $5. And $6 and steady for 7 Lomba Hero.
You could make a case for so many of these runners, probably at least 6 or 7 of them you think could win the race. There's massive speed going to be on here, obviously, with Upstart Pride and the Monster Strata Turbo. I think Joba takes a sit, probably Spiritomb takes a sit from the good gate, and obviously Lomba Hero will want to get back. And SA Raider, he's drawn awkwardly, but he loves a hot, a short race off a hot speed, which he's going to get here today. All that says, my old mate, Treat Me Like a Lady Down the Bottom, is always super first up. In fact, last time in, we saw her beat Didn't Cost a Lot first up. So that's as good as any in this race, in my opinion. She's trialled well leading into this, so I'm going to stick with her. She's in a very good mare for me, Treat Me Like a Lady. 3 for second, Strapturbo, obviously he's fresh up here today, but he's a winner here 2 starts ago. Upstart Pride, always in the mix, gives his best. Your likely leader at all costs normally. And the 2 Monster for fourth. And that's not to say I don't think Joker's a real life hope either. So 9-3-5-2.
9-3-5-2. The fourth, race 5, a class 3 over 1350. Take out 2, 9, 10, 11, 13, 17, and 18. Now, at the fixed odds here, 5 Binary's been 750 into 550. 14 The Umbrella Man, 7 into $6.50. 8 Bourbon Road's been 6 out to 650. 6 Motion Granted, 850 into $6, and there's one at the $7.50 quote in from 9. 16 Stella Donati.
So the nibble for a number of runners, like most of the races here today. Look, Tony Golan holds the team here. He's got 3 runners today, and they're all in this race. So, and they're all looking for this journey, and they've all ran well first up for a spell. So they're all very similar. I'm going the way of the Umbrella Man, even though he's drawn wide. He generally is a sort of pretty relaxed customer, and I expect him to try to slot in somewhere midfield or thereabouts anyway. So Jimmy Byrne to ride again. He's run behind Rough Eddie first up with Super. Then I've gone the way of the 3, which is Tani KM. Just gets a few cheap runs probably from barrier 1. Should either box seat or be in your leading bunch there with 3 kilos off his back here today. Then I threw in Tony's other 2 runners, which are Bourbon Road, who was strong behind for Quinley. Perhaps the race is a bit stronger than this, and the extra distance will help here. And then the 16, which is Stella Donate, who will definitely appreciate the step-up and journey. They were just too sharp for her the other day. 14, 3, 8 and 16.
14, 3, 8 and 16. Race 6, a benchmark 85, 13.50. Scratchings 8, 9 and 12. And good money for 7. Angel Dance has been 4.60 into $3. 2 Divine Surface and 3 Sea Red have both been 5.50 to 6. And 5 Hotel Drive has been 5.50 out to 7.
I like Hotel Drive here. I think this is his fourth run from a spell. I think he's never been beaten at a distance, so he's going to love that here today. Put the writing on the board with 59 on his back at Grafton last time out, narrowly beaten. He's going to love the better track if it's drying out a bit more. He's down in weight. He's got a distance of suit. He's got Jim Byrne on board. He's drawn barrier 10, but to be honest, I think he probably lets Divine Service go, tacks onto the back of him, and has the run of the race. So I'm going his way. 5, Hotel Driver Special. I think I made him my own special today, Simon. C Red, the talented mare, and she resumes here today, but she's really good fresh, so I think she's got to be in your top couple of numbers. Then I threw in the 7, Angel Dancer. This is a little bit tougher race, but no doubt about it, she stepped up to the mark, and yeah, she's really come on with things now, this mare. And then I threw in the 13 for 4th, which is Ignatius, who's been up about 10 points in grade here today, but was pretty convincing at Eagle Farm that last time out, 5, 3, 7, and 13.
5, 3, 7, 13. Race 7 is the listed Sky Racing Tats Mile Handicap. And scratching here is number 6, Be What You Want to Be. Now at the market, 3 Flamboyer for Kelly Dowd. He's been 480 into 460. 8, Lauter Brunnen has been 6 into 550. 5, Parada Bay has been 550 out to $6. 4, Akava Ruin for Kieran Maher's been 6 into $4.80. So some money there.
Look, I'm going to stick with Flamboyer. He's been in awesome form of late, this guy, and he's drawn beautifully in Barrier 1. Obviously, he hasn't won at the mile yet, but the way he won 1,400 at the Sunny Coast, you'd think he'd be able to stretch out to a mile here. Kelly's doing great things with him, and he's just really come on. Obviously, Klang's going to be a little bit late starter sometimes. Not that he was a late starter, but he's just bloomed his last couple of preps. So I'm going to stick with him. My only worry is, Akavon did lead the other day. Is he likely to come across and try and soften him up a little bit? And there's probably another one there. High Sun could be a little bit in the same boat. So I don't think the race will be short of any speed, but he generally doesn't set a walking type speed anyway. He's a fairly high cruising type of horse, which should suit him here at Doomben. Still, Zip, I'm going to throw him in. I think all of his runs this time in have been good. And he's raced in a little bit tougher grade, I think, than this one most of his life. The 7, Feltra. We haven't seen him since he won at Eagle Farm during the carnival, but a little fresh up won't hurt him. And then I threw in the 8, which is Lauter Brunnen. 3, 1, 7, 8.
3, 1, 7, 8 on race 8, the last 1,200 metre handicap for 3-year-old. Scratch 13, 17 and 18. 6, Oberland has been 380 to $4. 550 in from 7 for number 9, Colonel. And 1 at $6 there, 4 Dylan's Luck, that's out from 5. 2 at $9, a 1 Mardotti and 2 Man of His Word.
Yeah, it's a really good little race this, and a number of them met last time out, and the winner was Frequently. She got a lovely soft run in on the fence and got no interruptions. It was great to see her back in winning form, but I thought there were a few runs in the race that were particularly unlucky. Obviously, Madotti finished off really well. She was forced pretty wide on the turn, and her run probably peaked at about 50 out, though, I'd have to say. And that's sort of a little bit of the story of her life, too. Don't worry, she has got away with a Group 3 in there, but she's always, oh, that's a great run. She's running on. But she's pretty expensive if you look at her like that. Overland over-raced terribly. Jeff sort of gave him a bit of a dig. He jumped a little awkwardly, threw his head in the air, and he gave him a dig, and he just got rolling then, and he just wouldn't come back to him. So if he settles a little bit better today, it's a great chance. But I thought I would go with the 3, which is Quick Catch. He had no luck at all in the straight. In fact, he was really burnt for speed. 1,200 is going to fall into his, or play into his hands today rather well, I'd imagine, because he was burnt for speed. He was off the bit and chasing him in the corner, and then he peeled out to get around. He got absolutely flattened. After that, sort of cleared off, he tried to stoke him up again, and there was nowhere to go. So he's a talented guy in his day, and I know he's won a couple of wet tracks, but he's also won a dry track, and I think today is a lovely race for him. Overland the Danger, very talented, just need him to relax a little more in the run here today. Madotti's always running on, and Dylan's Luck wasn't far away in the same race. So not that I don't know knock at all on Frequently, but she just got everything her own way on that occasion. So 3, 6, 1, and 4.
3, 6, 1, and 4. So the one special, Hotel Drive?
Yeah, that's it for me, because they're really even races here today, Simon. So I found it pretty difficult to stand any out.
Okay, thanks for your time, Bernie. Good luck this afternoon.
See you, Simon. Thank you.
Bernie Cooper there with her look at Durbin and the Jockey Challenge. Jeff Lloyd, $2.20. Jim Byrne, $4. Robbie Fradd, $5.50. $9 any other jockey. Canterbury, the market's still suspended. We still require a replacement for Hugh Bowman in race two. We'll take a break and then preview the Beaumont track at Newcastle.
Sky Sports Radio has Tab Talk every morning at 10. Racing, sports, guests galore, and the all-important Tab Markets. Join the Tab Talk family every morning on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Celebrate the Bledisloe Cup Festival by joining us at the Rugby and Racing Luncheon at Royal Randwick, Saturday, August 6th.
Witness the best of both sports at their finest.
Be part of the Bledisloe experience whilst dining with rugby and racing legends. In support of the Prince of Wales Foundation, you'll experience genuine behind-the-scenes stories and a huge day of racing with special guest Bjorn Baker.
Book your hospitality now
at theatc.com.au. Hurry, seats are limited.
Whether you're building or renovating, before you decide on your choice of windows or doors, take a closer look
at Wideline's brand new website, where you'll find our UBeaut online quoting app.
Just upload your plans or tell us what you require and receive your free quote within 48 hours.
Even if it's only a few windows you need, we're here to help, no problems.
Wideline's quoting app is open 24 hours. You can even save your new quotes or edit old ones.
Time to take a closer look at WidelineWindowsAndDoors.com.au.
At Bing Lee, buy any LG 4K Ultra HD television and get a Bing Lee gift card to the value of 10% of your purchase on the spot to spend store-wide. Terms and conditions apply. See BingLee.com.au for full details.
Your punting day begins with Racing HQ.
And the rough and racing.
Gary Harley's with us now to take a look at Newcastle. Gaz, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Simon. Nice day as far as the sun goes, but very, very blowy, as we know, in the Hunter at the moment. But track should be drying out a bit, mate. I know it was a heavy nine this morning, but by gee, the winds have been strong and the sun's shining, so might dry out a little bit.
Right, hey, let's take a look at the Gaz. The first at midday is over 2,200. The scratching is number four, All My Loving. And now the market has got one, Downstown Charlie, 2.30. Two Brilliant Meteor has been 3.40 out to 3.80. And Five Got to Think's been 3.70 to $4.
He knows a few tricks, number one, Downstown Charlie, but he runs his best races on wet tracks. He's won three on soft and one on heavy. And they're the only four wins that he's had. Andrew Gibbons is going to ride him, and two starts back, he's beaten about 2.5 lengths to get on the Grange at Warwick Farm. And in this field of five here, that'd just about win the race. Number three, Bonus Spin, loves a wet track. He'll get back at the tail of the small field here, and he'll run on. Number two, Brilliant Meteor, not without a chance after being beaten a length here at its last start. And number five, Got to Think. 1-3-2-5.
So 1-3-2-5 there in race one. Race number two is a maiden over the 11.50, scratching a one, Silver Art, and $1.30 for number five, Buxell, Gaz. $4.40 for two Bob's Ticket and six Divine Action.
Well, she hasn't got much to beat, number five, Buxell, with a scratching of the top weight. Trial, her last trial wasn't too bad at Ramwick. She's trained by the Snowdens. Young Haven will claim two, and she should beat these. Number six, Divine Action, its last trial was okay. It's only trial this time in. It's only had the one run way back in October at Ramwick. I made it the danger. Number three, Honey Hughes, and four, Shivano. 5-6-3-4.
5-6-3-4. The third race, a maiden over 1,250. Scratch one, Mary Rani. Four Park Bench is 225, five Burning Red 270, and three Lens Watching 380.
Going well enough to win number four Park Bench. First up at Hawkesbury on July 7, was only beaten a length and a quarter by Hollywood Mistress. Was about midfield or a bit worse in a very small field, and chased to the line pretty good. Should win. Burning Red doesn't mind a soft track. She could only run 40 the other day beyond Pacific Rain. I thought a little bit disappointing, but she'll go better here. Number three, Lynn's Watching, trial well at Hawkesbury, only recently first starter. And number seven, best of the others, mate, Weaver, the first starter at Chris Lee's, 4-5-3-7.
So 4537. The fourth race, a 1,350-metre maiden. Take out numbers 3 and 8. Now, the market on this one's got 320 for 4 Prince Morpheus, 350 for 6 Just William, 360 one acclaimed first, and 480 for 5 Billridge.
I like acclaim first. He's building up to win. John Sargent trains him. He runs second behind Loverboy Charlie at Gosford, who goes pretty good. That was on debut on June 17. The third horse was 2.5 lengths away. Then he only got beat half a length here the other day when he tried to lead all the way. Big thing in his favour today, too, Simon, is the rails out of fairway. 8 metres, 1,000 of the 400, and 6 metres the remainder. Should suit horses up front, and that's where he'll be. He likes to lead. 5 Bellridge, a model of consistency. 6 placings in 14 starts. 2 good seconds, not far away. It's last 2 on this track. Number 4, Prince Morpheus. Definitely a chance. One of the Waller team, only going to beat 2.8 at Warwick Farm first up. And number 6, Just William. Race is pretty good on this track. 1546.
1546. Race number 5, a 2-year-old maiden over 1,350. Scratch 1 and 2. 8, Medalli is 260. 3, Gadfly, 360. 10, Tyrone Miss, 440.
I thought Medalli was the better of the day. She's absolutely turfed in on weights. So it's a maiden plate set weights. Now, she'd be clearly the top weight in the race if it was a handicap, because she has got a Randwick placing back in October. But she come in with 55, and then John O'Shea's gone to the kid to ride it, Brock Ryan, take another 3 off. She'll only have 52, but she's a weighted certainty. She didn't have the best of luck last start, although some thought even if she had got into the clear, there mightn't have been much left in the tank. And she will be second up today, and I thought she was too good for them. Stable mate, it's the probable danger. It's a bloke ringing me to tell me he'll take me to Gunnedah Monday, sign. Re-Genesis. Number 4, the stable mate. It only got beat about 3/4 the other day at Kembla. Chased hard to the line. One to lay in a bit. Third run back. It'll be Cherry Wright. Number 3, Gadfly. 2 good seconds in its only 2 runs. Both on this track. And number 10, Tyrone Miss for the Snowdens. 8, 4, 3 and 10.
8, 4, 3, 10. The fifth race, 6, a class 1, 11.50 the distance. The scratching number 2, Aralin. Now, money for 1 Natali, Jason Dimas runner, 2.90 into 2.25. 5, Miss Faith has been 7.50 into $5.50. And 6, Sweet Surprise, 9 into 7.50. The other one that's in the market, 4, Sons of Burke, 6.50 into 4.20.
I'm with Sons of Burke here. I think he's a pretty smart horse, this fella. And the more racing he has, the more he'll learn. He won that Greg Cribb Memorial on debut at Musselbrook back in February. Had a good spell and come back and ran into the hottest provincial maiden you'll ever see at Wyong. Kentucky Miss beat King of War and Treviso. He walked out of the gates and settled at the end of the pack. Got beat about 5 lengths. Probably wants a little bit further, but he's a horse with talent and he drops a lot in class here. 1 Natal. Pretty short, but 3 weeks ago, first up, it did a good job here when beaten about 2 lengths. Had a very tough run. It'll be improved by the run. The in-form Aaron Bullock to ride. Miss Faith, barrier 1, will get a soft run. Could run a place. And number 8 is Cianara for Gary Fraser. 4158.
It's a 4158. Race 7, the benchmark 70, 1300. The trip, take out numbers 5 and 8. 9, Tennessee Fling is the $3 favourite, 3.40 for 3, Kangaroo, and 6.50 out from 5.50, 6 or so of Assertive.
She's very, very smart, Tennessee Fling. On debut at Taree, she won a race there back in January on a soft track by 4 lengths, coming from back in the field, annihilated them in the run home. Had a good spell, come back. And here the other day on a heavy 10, she settled back at the tail of the field and she stormed home down the outside to get up and win. She's unbeaten. Heavy track, don't worry her. I think she'll win again, number 9. Number 6, Oh So Assertive. Nice mare, this. Australian Bloodstock bought her earlier this year. Her first up run, she had no luck for Chris Lees here at Newcastle not long back. Got checked at the start, held up on the home turn. Ran on good. Look out for a very improved run by her today. 3 Kangaroos going okay as he usually is, and 4 he's our toy boy. 9, 6, 3, and 4.
9, 6, 3, 4, race 7, and a race 8 over the 1350 at Class 1. Take out 4, 7, and 11. 2 La Marzo is 260 in from 380. 420 for 5 Angel Miss in from 750. And 1 Bold Adventure has been 5 into 340. Another one that's been well backed is 3 Pacific Rain, 7 into 550.
Yeah, mate, a lot of those horses are firmed up because the favourites come out of Chris Waller's Wutai Mountain, who would have been hard to beat. Look, Chris Lees has trained 99 winners this season, 95 in New South Wales and 4 interstate. He's got 3 very good chances at Newcastle today, plus a heap of runners in Sydney. And he's got one that I think will win the last here, number 2, La Marzo. Races on the pace, going really good. Beaten half a length at Canterbury the other day, a couple of nice seconds prior to that. I think it'll win the race, Sime. La Marzo, number 6 Speed Princess. She was declared a non-runner the other day. Something happened in the gates at Wyong. Prior to that, she bolted in at Wyong. She'll put herself on the pace. 5 Angel Miss, second up today, and I heard James Cummings say this morning that she's going to carry the colours made famous by that great mare Leilani, trained by his grandfather, and number 1 Bold Adventure. 2, 6, 5, and 1. Best bets sign, race 5, Medali, and race 7, Tennessee Flint.
Thanks very much for your time, Gaz.
Good on you, mate.
Gary Harley there with a look at Newcastle. 2 minutes to 10, we'll take a break and then return with Tab Talk.
When you're held up in traffic and the nerves are strung up, imagine time out to relax with a glass of Sacred Hill wine. Try Sacred Hill Tramadol Riesling by De Bortoli. Here's the traffic.
Good morning at Rozelle. A broken down car, the Western District approaching the Anzac Bridge, 1 citybound lane closed. At Tarrant Point, we've got timber strewn on Tarrant Point Road northbound at the south end of Captain Cook Bridge. Mascot a breakdown on Botany Road northbound at Wentworth Avenue. A smash on the eastern side of Central Station near the bus stops, Elizabeth Street at Wentworth Avenue, affecting everyone. You can't put a price tag on Paradise unless it's a Cebu Pacific flight to the Philippines for as low as $239. Look at CebuPacificAir.com, check luggage and meals extra. I'm Oscar Fung. That's the latest traffic on Sky Sports Radio.
Tab Talk, every morning at 10 on Sky Sports Radio, has the right mixture for a winning day. Interviews with trainers and jockeys for the day's racing.
He said all the best.
He wants a winner.
I'm not saying he wants a winner. Like, you'd like to Tab know everything.
Plus all the very latest on NRL, AFL, international sports, and of course, the latest markets. Come and join the Tab Talk family. Every morning at 10 on your racing and sports leader, Sky Sports Radio.
A huge jackpot has landed. Today, there's a $25,000 Big Six jackpot up for grabs at Canterbury Park. First leg is race 4 at $125. Plus, tonight, there's a $10,000 first 4 jackpot on the Go Girlfriend Series final at Tabcorp Park, Menangle. Race 6 jumps at $824. So get your mates together and have a crack at your local tab. Tab.com.au or on your mobile. Gamble responsibly.
Sky Sports Radio's webpage has podcasts of all your favourite programs. Every Thursday, grab Paul Joyce's podcast preview for Saturday's Feature Sydney Race Meeting. Speed maps and tips for the legs of Quadrella. Check it out on skysportsradio.com.au.